Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Welcome to our season 6 episode 41.
You didn't see that coming. Get it? It's a pun on Jew.
Oh my god.
Well, you didn't.
It's Zu Oger.
Zu didn't see that coming.
you bad fucking whore.
Juman filth. I've already decided I'm racist against Jumans. They need to drink at separate fountains. I didn't think it at first, but when they started defecating near the fountains, I was like, you know what? Get your own fountain. This is the rules.
This is just getting weird.
You know,
I know.
What kind of stuff grows in their mouth?
I'm in rare form today.
We are a minute and a half into this, and Dawson has already just turned into poop jokes.
Well, I almost accepted it, and then one of the guys' horse heads fell off into the fountain, and I was like, all right, that's where I draw the line.
All 300 novelty horses used in the production of Jojo. We'll get to that.
Spoiler alert.
It's my favorite part of the show. Anywho.
I'm naked.
I don't doubt that.
No, that was last week when I was recording my 300th special episode.
So how'd everyone like that? 5 hours of...
I had the idea. I'm like, you know, Brian, I saw he said, oh, we recorded for 4 hours. I'm like, oh, God, I fell asleep after an hour of recording. And I was like, you know, I feel like I should say something about the 300th episode. So I wanted to just, like, come on and talk for, like, 10 minutes and just be like, oh, so great, 300 episodes, blah, blah, blah. You know, thank whoever for listening and whoever for, you know, being with us on the podcast and making, you know, that whole, like almost like an awards acceptance, like, we're not getting an award.
Wow. I'm sorry, it's right on the card, but...
And instead, I ended up talking for, like, 40 minutes. The little light was blinking, the music was trying to play me out, and I just wouldn't have any of it. Yeah, that happened.
Once I started, the show was pretty much just me and Brian giggling.
Well, that's every week.
True. Typical blonde female daughters. Apparently that was Brian, big reveal.
Yeah.
I love how little we can remember, like, the line, we have no idea who said it.
Well, whose line is it anyway?
Ryan's?
No.
Is it?
I don't know. Right, might be.
Real quick, though, I did want to thank all of the people that, like, live tweeted and said all that stuff on Twitter with, like, the hashtag RR300, and thank you for George for starting that one. And it was
George,
really cool.
Master of hashtags.
It was cool to see, like, all the feedback and the other feedback.
Basically, pictures of the alien feedback you sent us, thank you. Like, just people were just sending us selfies of feedback from Ben 10, and it was really nice.
Feedback.
That's not his voice.
No, it's not. Oh. Did you know what? I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, well.
I am so...
But thanks!
Yeah, no,
I'm
it was.
I'm so disgusted was really by bad. Brian.
No, it really was nice to see... Like, all kinds of, like I described it to Brian before, little bits of love, like, from people that we usually don't see. Because we have, like, a certain amount of people that usually interact with us, so it was nice to see that there's more people listening than George and Kiefer.
And John, 3 years later.
He's on his way. He's getting close. He's catching up to us. We gotta start running faster.
My name is Jeff.
Didn't hear from you.
So, I guess moving along to the one-ups.
Pussy.
Got my HLJ. That's what I'm waiting on. Don't have my G-Watcher toys. I cried all day. That was my day.
I cried all day because I cried all day.
Yep. Yeah, the Okie Okie. Okie.
The Okie Okie?
Okie
Okie? I just need to go to bed. Fuck it, I'm out. My Okie and Ami Ami box.
Okie Okie. That's what's going to happen when he finally stages that takeover of Ami Ami. That's why he's not emailing us back. He's doing corporate espionage.
He's just sending his people to go take over the place.
They found him, though, because he was trying to sneak into the building with the pink hair and the surfboard. And it was like, whoa, this guy's super noticeable.
Anyway, that guy here that had some figure arts and some Pokemon stuff and other junk. Nendoroids of Mega Man and Kirby. That was about it. It was a small box, so that's like, I literally think that's it. I don't
just like your penis, a small box.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Who?
Your mother. Who else?
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Cordy? I forgot the name I gave her. Dear God. I'm so terrible at names. I can't even remember things I've named.
Oh, poor Dawson.
I'm honestly done. I don't have anything else.
I saw more naked people this week.
Ooh, I want to hear about naked people.
What's his name? Eobard Thong was our model again today.
I saw that on Twitter and I laughed. That was great.
Unfortunately, he didn't do any funny running poses, but still. It was awkward. But the most awkward was the beginning of the week when we had an old man model. And I had the hardest time not laughing because I was just imagining the scene from New Girl where Schmidt was describing his broken penis and he kept just saying, "Describe it as like a battered highway cone." And that's exactly what this man's penis looked like.
Did his balls hang down to the floor?
I really wasn't looking that hard. Like, I just remember whatever was there looked like someone blended it up and stuck it back on.
Why were you not looking at his balls?
I just said I wasn't.
I thought I said, why weren't you?
Why wasn't I? Because I saw the fleshy patch that was there and I averted my eyes.
You should have been staring at it so you could describe it to us later in detail.
No, we don't need to do penis watch for my weekly one-ups. We need
penis
to get
watch
more
2016.
Luckily, we booked a few more female models, so they need to be doing more of that instead of these battered highway cone shenanigans.
Yeah, instead what you're going to get is like Betty White.
Oh, God, don't even. Stop. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah, 90-year-old Betty White stripping down for Dawson to draw her. God. Draw me
it's
like one
like,
of your friends.
Also like a better Kawaii cone.
Draw me like
Enter.
Draw me like one of your French middlemen.
I just draw a pink wig, the surfboard. See, it's all connected. Other than the naked people, everything has been the same as my other one-ups, except I finally finished that run of the Elite Four on Pearl I was doing, and beat that dumb bitch Cynthia and her Milotic. Shout out to my Torterra for just tanking everything, and not shout out to everyone else that died.
I laughed my ass off at your last week's one-ups when you were complaining about that bitch Cynthia.
Wait, you're stupid, Milotic. Oh, he used Aqua Ring. God damn it, man. That's cheating.
I hate that fucking thing.
This is the worst. It's like, I wish this was X where all my Pokemon were level 120 and yours were 30. You just die.
Oh my god. Like, it's ridiculous. Milotic is like the worst. It pisses me off.
But I finally finished her. So now I can actually start thinking about doing that anniversary run. So I'm hoping to start that this weekend before I have to start on my next drawing project.
What are you drawing? Are you drawing an orgy with a bunch of old people?
Oh, I have to draw, like, we have to find something from one of the old masters, and all I can think about is that Rebels trailer where Darth Maul says, "Call me old master." So I'm just going to draw Darth Maul and see what happens. No.
I want to be your old master.
But we have to, like, find, like, an old drawing and, like, make it half a skeleton and also put it in a modern setting. It's, like, a really cool-sounding assignment, but I just can't do anything justice. Like, I've had a bunch of cool ideas, but I'm so sucky at it. It's like, can I just hire someone to draw shapes like Tom did? That'd be pretty great.
I'll be your master. You can call me Mr. Gray, and I.
What is so great about the shapes? But that's about it.
Dawson
make
was
people in Pokemon. That's my life right now. The Pokemon kick is, like, spreading, and it's annoying me. I'm, like, watching more Pokemon LPs now, and when I was at the store today, I almost picked up a Mynin plush.
I got a Mynin plush. I love it. It's got a Plusle buddy, and they're, like, adorable. I love them.
Damn it, Brian. I am here for glassware, and that is it.
How is it my fault?
I don't know, because we talked about it, and then I brought it to the forefront. And, like, I have all these various, like, Pokemon and video game kicks that are just spreading. It's like a disease.
I kind of want to get, for my Plusle and Mino, like, little tiny Flash and Reverse Flash costumes. Like, just
everyone
I think
knows the
adorable.
Zoom's actually Minin.
That's why he talks like a black man.
Everyone knows Minin's a black man. That's common knowledge. It says in the Pokedex entry, it just says Minin, a black man. That's all it says.
All right. Wow.
In my turn, on a black man. Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
Settle in. Get your popcorn.
Well, that's easy for Brian. He lives with a constant stream of popcorn.
Wonderful.
Like how hamsters have a little hamster feeder, Brian has a popcorn thing just like it. Just next to his
button
desk.
And it pops out a bowl.
Exactly. Let's see, since the last time I was here, I got all my Necrom stuff, I should be getting my Geodude stuff tomorrow, I'm really excited about it, what else have I gotten? I found that, Ultimate Charger Collection at Toys R Us, the third one, that was fun and exciting. I always get like a little kid when I find Dino Charge toys. I hold them up like a little kid finding like the prized possession, and I like run down the aisle.
Dad,
just because. Dad,
classic nerd.
Come back and love me.
Classic nerd.
And I beat my black two finally.
I'm Tyler, and this is my wallet.
I love the recap with the little whatever the cabbage things are called, and the one that's Tyler just says Dad. What are they called? I want to call them Kelzaks really badly, but they're not. I'll remember. One day I'll remember.
Vivix? Yeah.
Here we go, thank you. Vivix, Vapor Rub.
Yeah, that's right. But I beat the Black too, so I'm all excited about that. That's all caught up, and what else? I got another Ninja Turtles game from my DS because I'm such on a Pokemon kick that eventually I'll get around to it. Like it's insane. I'm on like the hugest Pokemon kick, like more than normal. On top of the fact of me being on the Star Wars kick still, like, and then like they just started filming episode 8, so I'm like. Like, it was starting to slow down, and then, nope, fucking Star Wars kick ramped back up. And, let's see, what else? I don't actually think a lot's happened. I've recorded a bunch. The past few weeks, I rode on a parade, right? We had Mardi Gras. That's what we do here in New Orleans. And that was fun.
Am I muted?
No.
Okay.
Where'd Dawson go? I can't hear him, Brian. I rode on the parade, which pretty much means that I'm riding around on
a parade.
Well, no, what? You're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Back at you.
On a bunch of wooden lights covered in paper mache. Pulled by a farming tractor. And then I throw little plastic beads at people's faces. Like, you're supposed to throw it to them, but I kind of interpret it more as throw it at them. The bigger the beads are, the better, especially when you hit them in the head. Like this one chick who was looking the other direction, and I just took some big beads and just hummed them right at the side of her face.
I wish I could see that.
Like, it's fantastic. Like, there was a guy that was just turned around talking to his buddies or whatever, whoever he was talking to. Yeah, he got hit in the back of the head.
Kevin just said, this is what you get for having friends, and then threw it at him.
Pretty much. You don't have friends here. So we had that going on. And then, like, we were the last fucking float, which is just awful. We're the last float because my uncle, who's the guy, like, our the float lieutenant, the guy who is in charge of all the people on our float, is a fucking asshole and shoots his mouth off at people and pisses them off. So we got the last fucking float, and we were crammed on it like sardines. Like, I'm just standing. I wasn't even standing on the float floor. I was standing on my bags of beads the entire time because I had no space to fucking sit. But, and then the buses drop you off at the front of the parade. So I had to walk the entire length of the fucking parade just to get on the float. But we get back there, and we're waiting for it to start, and it's like a Domino's guy just walks up. It's like, I'm looking for Richard? I'm like, so, because my uncle rides with us, and that's my uncle. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's right here, so we grab him. And apparently he bought 5 pizzas for everybody on the float. So we all had Domino's, which is great because we were fucking starving, and, like, my sister's boyfriend was pretty drunk. Because basically what we do is we start at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we go and have lunch, and then we – which, of course, has an open bar. And we walk – we march through the French Quarter, have a walking parade to another bar that has free drinks and then entertainment that really is not as good as they want you to believe it is. Like, when the entertainment gets out in the daylight, you're like, please, please go back into the darkness. Oh, God. It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. And then we march all the way back to where we started. We put our costumes on, we get on the bus, and then we ride to the floats, and then you get on and you ride. Well, we were at that second bar, and he asked for, I don't know what the fuck drink he asked for, but they didn't, it wasn't what they gave him. But every time he finished one, they just put another one in front of him. Because that's how free drinks work, I guess. And they just, like, fucking liquored him up pretty good. So he was feeling nothing and could barely get back up the stairs. But that pizza actually works really well because the grease keeps the alcohol from taking effect on your body and sobers you up pretty quick.
Hashtag life hack.
So that's why, like, most bar food is, like, chicken wings, mozzarella sticks, like, anything, like, greasy things. That's what bars tend to serve, because then you don't get drunk as fast and you buy more alcohol. So they can make their greasy food cheap, because then you buy the liquor that's way overpriced. That's the secrets. But we march through the quarter, the French Quarter, and we only throw beads at people that are just out on the street. We got about 2 blocks, and we're passing, like, a New Orleans hamburger and seafood company. It's a restaurant. I don't know if they're anywhere but here. And these 2 chicks run outside. I don't know if they were employees or not. But, right, did someone just undo their zipper?
It was a game kick. I heard 2 chicks come out. Oh, baby.
Well, like, there's that whole thing, like,
you see, like, my Game Boy, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's a whole thing, like, you hear about, like, all the, like, the girls gone wild and, like, the chicks that he really pulled out a Game Boy. The chicks that, like, they show their boobs for beads. That's a real thing that happens, by the way. Not as much as they want you to believe, but this happened at about 12:30 in the afternoon because these people have no fucking shame. And these 2 girls, like, just run outside and, like, pull their shirts down. Like, I don't know what the fuck they were showing us, because they may as well have, like, been fucking Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy showing us Plank's boobs, because they're about the same size. I was like, well, what the fuck is this? This is just, no, go away. But we get to, outside the second bar we were at, there was a lady in a mesh fishnet type outfit. That's all she was wearing was that outfit and, like, underwear. And I guess shoes. I wasn't looking at her feet, but I'm assuming she had shoes on. And the way she made money is that she had some kind of little, like, whip thing, and you could give her like $20 or whatever, and you could spank her with it 5 times.
Jesus.
And that's all she did, is just stand there all day, and people would pay her to spank her. And as you, and I'm watching this, and there are people, like, it's not just us, there's like a tourist or whoever the fuck else is walking down Bourbon Street in the middle of the day. And like, it's like this one lady who had to have been like out of town or a thing, like, oh, this looks like fun, and just like, you know, spanking this chick in the ass. What the fuck is going on around me? I had no, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like the only person not drunk, because I don't really drink, and it's actually funnier to me to be sober and watch all the drunk guys make fun, make asses of themselves, than actually be one of the people making an ass of myself. So that was fun, but yeah. So like, you know, by the time I got off the float, and because we were out on a Wednesday, which is recording night, so by the time we finished, we got home, I watched the shows. And then fell asleep, literally. Like, I finished the program, it was about 5 minutes to midnight. Like, oh, cool. I need to get on the record. 2 minutes later. Like, I was so exhausted. I was just out. And it takes so much out of it. For the next 2 days, my arm is sore from throwing. My knees are sore. Like, you would think, like, it's nothing. But it actually is painful. A lot of it because what happens is you see people, like on a balcony or something, whoever are passing has, you know, all these balconies, it's the fucking New Orleans. And it's like a challenge. Oh, throw it on the balcony, the guy on the balcony. Okay. Or, like, we pass, you know, like restaurants and shit. Well, they'll have, like, doors open or windows open. See if you can make it in the restaurant. Like, we landed beads on some dude's table. Like, right in the middle of their dinner. Like, in fact, I think I might have hit somebody in a restaurant, like, in the head. it's pretty, they just look at like, what the fuck? It's pretty awesome. Like, that's one of the most fun things I do, is just beat people with plastic beads. And like, you watch them and you throw like the doubloons, it's just little plastic fucking doubloons. It's not like worth
anything. It's pronounced balloons.
No, like a balloon, like a little
this
coin.
Guy over here.
You just take a little, it's a little plastic coin. You throw them, and the crowd goes nuts. Like, they're worth literally $0. You like, it's obscene the way they like freak out over this shit. I'm like, oh my god, y'all are crazy, but I'm glad I'm on this end of it. But so that happened, and then the last Wednesday, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
My friend.
You do it to me all the time. It's only fair.
That's true. My friend has 4 children, all 5 years of age and younger.
Your friend's life must suck.
Sounds like the worst.
He wants more.
I just vomited.
Well,
I couldn't hear it, but it was so dramatic, I couldn't even talk about it.
He got a new job where he works late, and then his wife works. And now the times overlap, so like, we need somebody to watch all 4 kids. And because we're stupid and crazy, we're like, we'll do it.
Oh god, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
We both said that.
So like, she drops off the kids on her way to work, and then he picks them up on his way back. But the thing is, they're trained to like go to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening. Right? So like, they come to us and either eat right away or have already eaten dinner. It's like 5:30, then they go to lay down at 7 o'clock or 7:30, go to sleep. So it's actually not as bad as you think. Like, I had all 4 of them and Kaylee Monday night this week. Then my mother had Natalie, and she brought her back. So I had 6 kids by myself, which actually isn't as bad as you think it is. But it's not too – and also, like, the 4 of them, they know better than to touch my stuff. Like, they don't do any of it. They did like the Mega U loader for some reason.
That sexy voice.
Right? They kept playing with it, and like, one of them was like, look, I'm doing it. And what was it? The one that's about to turn 3, the older little boy, he sat with me and watched Juojer. He just comes up, Kevin, I want to sit with you. Okay. So he comes and sat with me on the couch and watched Juojer. I'm like, but like, they're adorable. So that's what I had to last Wednesday, I had to watch Four Children because I'm a nice person or insane or both. And then I had to come record. Of course, I was tired. I was exhausted. My life is insane. Why I frequently have all these children in my house. But the first time I did it, I didn't even have my own kids. I had just their four fucking kids. My mother had Natalie. My mother-in-law had Kaylee. I'm just watching four other people's kids. Just, yeah, that's cool. This is what we're doing. Just having a bunch of kids in my house playing babysitter. That's been my life. My life has been like little kids and Pokemon. And Brian doing whatever the fuck he's doing.
He's getting his snow pants on. I don't know.
Snow pants?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something with Velcro.
No, I'm in my Game Boy game case.
See, I inspired you.
What's with you people and Game Boys?
I'm getting Leaf Green ready so I can transfer my Pokemon over so I can restart it.
Oh. Leaf Green. That's a thing I love. I took that Eevee thing that said Brian is an Umbreon, and I got I'm Jolteon.
I got Jolteon and Vaporeon, depending on what name I used.
Like, I got Jolteon. Cordy got Vaporeon. Kaylee got Eevee.
That seems, like, just right for some reason, because she's a kid, so you don't know how she's going to turn out yet.
Natalie got Vaporeon, which I think is hilarious, because that's the one she picked out off the shelf when I let her choose. They had all the Eevees, and I was to pick one. She picks Vaporeon. So when you type in Natalie, it gives you Vaporeon. I'm like, whoa, that's fucking creepy. I think that's it for the one-ups. Let's talk about nudes.
We already did that. It was my one-ups. Weren't you here? This fucking guy.
This guy, am I right?
Right?
There's so many fucking video games. Christ.
Yeah. Video games make the world go round. Now to find Soul Silver. That's not Soul Silver. You're Platinum. You're Diamond.
But you're Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum are a lighter gray. After that, the games become actual black instead of gray cartridges.
You can also tell it's Diamond and Pearl by how slow they are. Basically, like the turtle used to. Anyway, so news. Toy Fair was this week.
Is there a link to Toy Fair that I could look at to follow?
www.toyfair.com/creedthoughts.
I can't tell if he's serious.
Why would that be serious?
Creed Thoughts?
Like the band?
There's
really
nothing to look at, honestly. Like,
take me higher.
There's not much new. I mean, the only new information was the Ninja Megazord, which really isn't new because I was just assumed. Let's restart. That line of like roughly 6-inch figures, I think they're going to be Power Rangers figures that we're doing that are like basically like the Marvel Legends figures, where it's like this sort of nicer figure, and you get a figure piece to make something, and each team is going to lead up to their Megazord figure, and we're starting with MMPR and Ninja Storm, which. Like, it's kind of neat news that we're getting the figures, and then I realized that those are two teams that I actually completed figure arts for. So I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
But, it'll take a long time to do it if they stick to it, but it's still kind of a neat idea. I mean, I wasn't blown away by the news. Like, the way everyone was doing their annual countdown clocks to the big news of what was going to be unexpected. I didn't really find the fact that a figure company is going to be making figures to be unexpected news, to be honest. And we've gotten a few forbidden pictures of him while Brian stacks his video games into a pyramid.
I literally just pulled out every Pokemon game. At least the ones that I own. I don't own every Pokemon game because I'm awful.
You are the worst person, Brian. Get out.
And there's been a couple, like, phantom shots of them because they're not supposed to be taken, but they've been caught in a couple pictures and stuff, and they're basically, like, they're a mashup of, like, Marvel Legends, those old Super Legends figures that were, like, roughly 6 inches, and the action heroes, is basically. But They said they're apparently going to do every Ranger. I don't think they're going to go, like, really obscure and do, like, Boom or something. But still, if we this line
Here
ends
comes
up
the
doing,
Boom!
If this line ends up doing well enough, it would be nice to get some figures for stuff we never saw before in America. Like, I'd love... Slayers? Like, Buffy? Wait.
Slayers.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that. And I don't know if he would count, but I would love a Wolf Warrior figure. I think, like, only the UK...
The Thunder of Truth.
Fuck yeah, Truth. and what else? I don't know.
Like, I might actually buy those just so I could have figures of a Ranger.
Like, but, the only thing I worry about is that, like, this is, like, a 10-year project.
Yeah, we'll be dead.
Like...
Our lifestyle? We're basically partiers.
You'll be dead.
Like, well, I mean, I feel like they could drop it at a moment's notice. Like,
yeah,
oh, these aren't selling
that,
well.
Like,
and...
that's what worries me about it. Is like, I mean, I'm already almost 30. Get with this shit. Like, I don't have long left to live.
We'll be throwing over the hill parties for Kevin by the time they're done.
If I don't get, like, sick enough to die in my 40s, I'm going to start just being reckless. I'm talking eating stuff after the expiration date, jaywalking. I'm going to definitely be dead by 45 because I'll be crossing the street with expired hot dogs in my stomach. This is the news.
He wanted to be in a cockblock.
Wait, want to be a cockblock?
That shit.
I'm just a walking cockblock. But anyway,
loving.
I'll still buy them, obviously, even though they probably won't finish them. But like, it would be just neat to. I don't know if they'll do. I would love an Udonna figure. It would be neat if they did that.
Udonna.
Like they say, every Ranger, they better make every Ranger.
Like I don't really expect.
They mean as every Ranger, but the pink ones.
Like, it would be cool if they did Cat, but I would more so expect... I feel like Udonna would be a higher priority than Cat, since she was actually a main character.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Cat was a main character, but I mean, she morphed once, and, like, if we don't get her, I won't be as mad as if we don't get Udonna, because she got, like, nothing.
We should get Nova Ranger.
No. No. Well, I mean, it would be cool, but I don't think we'd get it, but...
You're just biased against Nova Ranger.
Totally, she was such a bitch. That one line she had about helping
Claire,
it'd be cool. I'm trying to think who else we could get that we missed recently. Who hasn't really gotten a good figure? Silver Ranger's kind of hard to find from In Space. They made one, but I have a hard time finding one.
Brian doesn't really have a good figure.
Yeah.
Tommy hardly has any. So we should probably
they never,
get on
they
that.
Never, they haven't made a Tommy figure in years.
I hope it has a silver stripe. I don't think the picture showed it, but if it did, I would still be happy. That's my guess.
I'm getting, like, mixed reports on how they're releasing them. Like, I heard one that was, like, 2 seasons every 4 months, and then there was one that was, like, it was 2 seasons a year, but there's a new wave every 4 months.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, 2 seasons a year seems kind of little. Like, it would make more sense for it to be, like, 2 seasons... a wave, like, you know, the first part of the year we'd get MMPR Ninja Storm, and then the second part get the 2 more, which would be nice, because,
like
said,
I would be fine with, like,
time.
A new set of figures every 2 months, like half of MMPR, half of Ninja Storm, and then half of the other half of MMPR, the other half of Ninja Storm, and then move on to next season, or next 2 seasons in 4 months. Like, I'd be fine with that, like, but... Like, just 2 seasons for an entire year just seems so slow, and, like, that's where people are getting, like, this 10-year estimation on how long it's gonna take.
Especially since how fast we've been releasing Dino Charge stuff. I mean, I just picked up a Ninja Steel Red figure the other day. It's like, it's been going fast.
Like, I really hope that I really hope Eevee. But no, like, 'cause you know how, like, they could just fucking drop this shit at any point. I really hope that they at least completed before they decided to drop anything. Complete a team that way, like they don't just like quit in the middle of a team. Like, oh, we released half of Mystic Force, and then just like we decided to cancel the line. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would piss me off. At least if the teams that I had were completed, like it would bother me that I didn't have all the teams. But at least if the ones I had were complete, I'd be a little bit okay. Like, I don't know. I just hope they do them all, and I could hug them, and I could stick them all together and have a big orgy.
Oh, God. It's happening.
Big orgy with Brian.
Unless they are get their heads out of their asses and fix it, it appears that still the MMPR movie morphers for pink, red, and blue are having the tribal coin and the regular coin, which is dumb as fuck. And all they do is wink at you, apparently, when they try to get more information. I get a feeling we're going to get a re-release of the Legacy Morpher with just the six ninja coins, or like five of them.
That's my thought, like, now that like I hear all this like winking face bullshit and all that, that they're probably going to release the normal Legacy Morpher, but with the five ninja coins to go with the Falcon that you got from the white movie Morpher.
That's so stupid. Like
I'll buy it, but I'll be really disgruntled about it.
Like, it's just so dumb because the movie morphers are the perfect time to release the ninja coins, and then you can put them in your regular fuck morpher if you want to. It's
more dumb because they already did Tommy's with both coins, so like it draws attention to it. And like I mentioned before, even though it was never, I mean, we never had a tribal coin in the show that I remember, other than like it being a symbol in the cockpit.
Yeah,
classic phallic jokes. No, but like I said, I think multiple times before when we brought this up, it would be neat to have a tribal version of that, like Ninjetti hodgepodge coin that you see in the movie. It would make so much more sense.
Like, I love that thing. Like,
and what also was kind of shitty about it is that I just skipped over this while I need to get there. That like it doesn't really encourage you to buy all three, because it's like, I mean, other than getting the individual coin, which you will probably already have if you have the Legacy Morpher.
Difference is I think these ones aren't weathered. I think they're just normal gold.
Oh, yeah, but still, so, but I mean, like...
I agree. Yeah. It's not going to make me want to get it. I'll probably pick up, like, red, just because I have red bias, to get the tribal coin when it inevitably goes on sale at Toys R Us.
I was kind of thinking about that for blue.
Well, I was talking about, like, how... The tribal coins are all the same, so like you'll get a different coin. Yeah, so
there's no point to collect them all, really.
Yeah, like it almost should have just been a set. Like, I guess it would have been pretty expensive to have like a five set, but like do a three set, a two set. I don't know. It's just really dumb. I think they should have figured out a way to just do one morpher and somehow make it customizable. Even if you just go the sticker route and you're stuck with whatever you pick, I don't know. But, yeah, it's just kind of dumb, and it just annoys me the way that that's happening. Like I said, Legacy Ninja Megazord, which they just put, like, the old one there to show that it's coming.
Ooh, baby.
And the Communicator, which, like, the prototype they showed, it does kind of sound awful. I'm just going to say, like, people's ringtones does sound better.
You mean the ringtone you hear every 30 seconds at Morphicon?
Yeah, that exact one.
And everyone checks their phone, and you just want to stab yourself in the eye because you're tired of fucking hearing it.
What else was there?
Eagle, shark, lion, elephant.
Like, I'm actually kind of happy about the figure news, just because when people were saying it didn't see it coming as the news, I was worried that they were going to, like, skip ahead to a random season and, like, make people happy, and we can't allow that, guys. Well, what's funny is that people are like, why are we still in MMPR? We're almost done. I mean, all there really is left is what, Shogun Megazord, maybe Ninjor, and Tor, and that's really it. And then we can go to the next series.
See him skipping Tor too, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that, but I mean, we're almost done, and if it helps, MMPR Season 2 stuff and Season 3 are technically from a different series.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Crack that open.
Pushes up nerd glasses.
Yeah, but it's just like, I like going in order. It makes things more happy in my head. Was there any other new repaints? Wasn't there a black Rexy that had like a green outline? I don't know if that was just a fuck up, or is that another one?
That's the Rumble and Roar.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's
a repaint of the Rumble and Roar. Mind you, they're deciding to repaint a toy that went on clearance everywhere.
Jesus. And like, they said,
I saw it for $19 at Walmart one time. So,
well, maybe their line of thinking was it didn't sell because it wasn't the right color. Like, it was red. People didn't want to buy it. Let's make it green. It'll sell really well. Everyone knows green sells better than red.
Green.
Exactly.
Damn it, us. But and they like apparently some, one of the whoever reporters in our fandom asked them why they're doing that, and they said basically because it's fun. And
yeah, they said it was a fun way to get more product on the shelves.
that was the reason. Say no. No, it's not.
Like, I was talking to Mr. S about it on the radio show. I'm like, there's some things that are really cool, like the white repaint for the supercharge morpher from 100 Years After. That's a nice, mm-hmm. cool thing to have. The sword in Torrin's colors is cool to have to go with the silver morpher. So I'm like, those things are really cool. But then you have things like all these different colored zords that don't make sense, and the green morpher that doesn't come with 420 apparently, and it's sad.
Snoop Dogg in the house.
And like the Rumble and Roar T-Rex, that really doesn't need a repaint because no one wanted it in the first place. So like it's seriously, we're getting a repaint of like every single toy in the Dino Charge toy line except for the main figures.
Yeah. Then it becomes Tokuger, and that's something different.
I mean, I'm not mad that there's no repaints of the main figures, but I'd rather see, like, more main figures that we don't have, like some of Passandra. The old legacy ones that we never got, like the Six Rangers.
Like, give me Passandra.
Yeah, Passandra, even Keeper, even though he's a little fuckstick.
I'd rather have Keeper than Passandra.
Xeno Wing, when he comes up. Anyone, like...
Like, I want to see Talon. That's the one I care about seeing.
Yeah, they chose not to answer that question. They're like, we're not going to answer that question.
Like, I don't know
when they were asked about Talon Ranger.
Like, it would seem weird if we did nothing with it. I know there was a couple people being like, well, maybe we're not doing it. I'm like, well, then why would the noise be in the fucking morpher? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Sell the Spinozord.
Well, like, I could see them... they could still do the Spinozord and it be in the show, but I don't know why it would say Power Ranger Talon. Then that's my only thing,
right?
Like, they could have very easily done away with Talon's footage and just done the Zord, which I wouldn't have been mad at really, but I kind of want the figure.
Yeah.
We'll see, but like,
Passandra figure just so people stop bitching about it, because
I hate them bitching, but I also want them to be miserable, so it's kind of a catch too.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am too. It's like, I like their misery, but I'm really tired of hearing their annoying whining.
But I think it's funny that, like, I think someone said it on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, but they said like it kind of is indicative of how well Bandai is doing in terms of releasing things where that's like the only complaint, which is also kind of a double-edged sword, because it's kind of annoying that like we have to complain about something. Like, we're getting everything and literally then some. We're doing repaints of shit, and like we're complaining about this one bitch we're not getting.
And we have four new mold Zords that are American exclusive.
And one of them is Ovirapu, and that's all that matters, really.
Right. And we're getting an Omanyte. We have an Omanyte Zord, and we have
one. We're getting Kabuto. We're getting Armaldo. No,
it's not. I always forget Armaldo is a thing.
Right?
I was trying to think of other fossil Pokemon quick, and Armaldo just happened.
That generation's fossil Pokemon were shit.
Gen 3's fossils were like...
They're the worst.
Literal garbage.
like you thought Trubbish was literal garbage, but nope. It's actually a Lilipan Anorith.
I thought you could transfer Pokemon from your team. Damn it, now I have to go put them in a box. God damn it, life. Always kicking me in the balls.
Somebody should kick me in the balls.
I don't think there's much else, though, new for Power Rangers because of, like, those constant, quote-unquote leaked images of toys. We knew about everything, basically.
They're leaks. It's been revealed. It's a spoiler.
My most exciting news was the non-PR news from they're doing a 6-inch Scarlet Witch figure, so I'm pretty excited about that. Mainly because I've been watching Age of Ultron a lot, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Dawson wants to give 6 inches to Scarlet Witch.
You know, that's right.
That's why he's getting a fan.
Look, it's for the ladies.
I'm excited that they announced that they're like doing the second Yo-Kai Watch toy. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that, and it looks really cool. And there was some cool Pokemon stuff that they showed, and the Transformers were really cool, even though, again, because of leaks, we knew about most of the stuff that was at Hasbro's booth. But
What kind of cool Pokemon stuff are we getting, Brian?
I
care about that more than the rest of the
shit. There's supposedly a posable Machamp figure out.
An actual Machamp.
Greninja.
Okay, that's better.
There's these weird things that, like, it's like a Pokeball that, like, unfolds, and it's a Pokemon that's, like, sitting on a cube, and you can play a game with it or something, I don't know.
That's weird.
There's a 20th anniversary, like, Ash and Pikachu figure that's gonna be
It looks pretty cool. That looks pretty cool. Pikachu wears the hat.
I'm, like, getting everything that has a 20th anniversary label on it, so... I'll need to hunt that down if it doesn't, like, go to Toys R Us or something, since Toys R Us gets a lot of, like, Comic-Con exclusive toys in, so...
I know how to get to just spend money. I'm just gonna slap a 20th anniversary Pokemon logo on shit.
I'm excited for some of the Star Wars stuff, like, they're doing a Black Series, not Kylo Ren. I heard that Kylo Ren had an 8-pack. That Kylo Ren was shredded. No, but they're doing a Black Series Kanan, it's not Black Series, but I'm excited for the Seventh Sister figure just because it's Buffy.
Aren't they doing, like, a Revan? Darth Revan?
Yeah. There was that in that set. There was another couple cool ones. Oh, there's Ahsoka from Rebels, but, like, she's kind of done realistic style, kind of like Kanan, and she has her white lightsaber.
Yeah, so is Sabine.
So those are pretty cool. So I was excited about
Apparently,
those.
Apparently Ezra's getting one, too, but hasn't been shown yet.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat that they
probably
do, like, the
spoiler filled or something.
He's gonna go emo and, like, get eyeliner or something. Classic Ezra.
He's gonna become Kylo Ren.
But there's a couple cool things with that. There was the Marvel thing. The only thing I can think of was the Scarlet Witch. They were doing, like, Black Panther and stuff, but, like, I'm kind of hoping for more Marvel figure arts in the way of that, but, like, I would love for them to do Scarlet Witch figure art, but, like, in the meantime, it's nice to have that.
Black Panther's just an excuse to have the token black guy on the team. That's why he's got black in the name. So racist.
Right, right.
Stacks Keith Justice will tell you.
I was hoping they were going to slip up and Spider-Man was going to be there. Like, come on, man. It's just Spider-Man. Just show him.
They're making
like, nigga,
really
we
cool...
know what you look like. Brian, that's
just,
tiny
you're just penis. Humming waiting for us to stop?
No, they're making really cool figures of the Flash and Arrow. And
oh, yeah, those look really good. Definitely
getting those. I must have missed that.
They look really cool.
What about Diggle?
Diggle's got a
really...
figure already.
Is there a Peace Bivs?
Not yet.
Well, then...
Where's my Earth 2 stripper Peace Bivs? That's my question.
Too busy making, like, computer software, apparently, or something. Algorithms.
Whatever.
I know, she did something.
Doesn't have a Caroline.
They mentioned her, and I was like, all right, where's the photo? Like, why aren't you just going onto her Tinder profile, Earth Dewberry? God. Classic Flanders Berry.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why we can't just have a Caroline.
Earth 2 Peace Bibs is actually Caroline.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I was trying to think. I feel like there was something else that I may be forgetting, but maybe not. I was kind of hoping, like, I didn't think it would happen, but, like, I had a sliver of hope they were going to show some Ben 10 stuff. They didn't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that guy could be there and be like, oh, Ben 10.
What's a Ben 10?
I don't even know.
He's a kid and he wants to have fun.
Bens just want to have fun.
They do. They do. I prefer people named Kevin. They're a lot more awesome.
Until their origin story gets changed.
Well, sometimes you just gotta do things. They feel right. It feels right to just redo someone else's work.
But I can't think of
But worse.
Honestly, I thought there was more. But there's not. Hey, it's my Charizard. Boom. Ball. Lemon? Ball. I got Luigi's Mansion. I've been playing it, and it's fun.
Masturbation.
I'm on the fat eating boss. I had to redo him. I beat him, but I had to redo him because I lost 2 boos in a row.
You had to redo him because he's got diabetes.
Totally.
Honey, you're an idiot. If you knock over Kirayuji, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Do it.
All right, knock that over instead.
Do it.
Why do you do these things? I mean, I understand it's because you're a cat. Milo, don't.
Otis. I make that joke every time.
Oh, my God. I hate myself for thinking that.
Don't get animals. Nobody in the world get animals.
I have four animals in my house right now. I have three dogs and a cat, Brian.
I got four in my house right now, too.
I have no dogs.
Mine are better. Mine are behaved, and they know not to touch shit. The worst my cat does is stand in the box of Gaia memories and make them all go off. I don't know why she always goes to sit in there.
Gotta throw shit at your face.
That's not nice.
In your face.
I throw shit at Dawson's face, usually. He catches it.
Mainly semen. That was too far. I'm sorry, I crossed the line already.
I was just implying that part of the joke, but you had to go out and say it, and now it's just weird.
So 200 toy scans.
Okay, yay, Brian! Yell over our semen talk. How dare you?
You know what's long, hard, and full of semen? A submarine.
Geo, the world's a changer.
Boom. Brilliant segue. On point.
So apparently we called it. Did we say something about it being a flashlight, like in joking manner?
I remember the flashlight ghost driver joke, Guy Fieri Photoshop night, but I don't remember anything about us calling a flashlight driver. Wow. Morpher.
Because they said Jewel, it was Jewel the light, and we were like, what if it's a flashlight? I remember that.
Oh, I don't.
I remember that, and I was asleep. So, I don't know what the fuck
I guess that's saying.
So, Jewel the world changes with a flashlight with a cube in the middle of it that you can rotate to switch what animal form you're transforming into.
Now, does that little animal in the front change into different animals?
It better. Like, I expect this thing to actually, like, be a flashlight, and when you change the animal picture via the cube, like, it changes in the flashlight, so it projects it on a wall. If it doesn't I'm gonna fucking revolt.
That's what it looks like it does, though.
It better. Like I said, it better.
I'm hoping it does. I'll fucking cry if it don't. You'll see me doing the review. I'll be fucking crying like a little bitch.
Doesn't do what I want it to.
My name is Dawson Ryder. I'm a little bitch. This toy doesn't do
I'm not even complaining about this. I'm not involved.
I just wanted to call you a little bitch on camera.
We're not even on camera.
That's what you think.
This whole bit's wasted.
Just like Brian.
You got it.
You got it,
dude. Damn it. We really just both going for that joke.
We also had Joe the Gunrod, which is based off
fishing rod. You
didn't fucking
send me a picture of you, douche nozzle.
I've seen
it before, but no, you're just a fucking douche nozzle.
That's all you need. You've seen it once, you don't need to see it again.
I need to see it lined up next to all the other things.
It's yellow for whatever reason, and it's stupid looking.
I'm not buying it. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I didn't get any of the other weapons, so I'm not going to get this one.
No, fuck off. But moving along from that to what's fucking important.
Animals.
Cube animals. Okay, so I'm
Animal
really excited
cube
about
in
shut up.
My soup.
Monkeys and rabbits.
Jesus Christ, I am embarrassed to know all three of you.
There's only two of us here.
Yeah, not in your head. So
what?
I don't know.
So we have the cube mole, Mogra, I guess he's called, and it's a blue cube animal that's like it's another exclamation point. So all the armament ones are exclamation points, which is a thing. We have cube Kuma the bear, which is like, I can't tell if that's supposed to be like brown or if it's like a maroon color.
I think it's supposed to be brown.
Somebody's fucking like masturbating again when they're taking these fucking pictures.
They're really bad scans. Like, they're awful
like,
scans.
Like, they're using like a 19.
He's gone too far. He came on the lens.
Like, they're using a scanner from like the 90s to scan this, and it's really bad. And all they keep saying is, but 90s is so awesome. No, look at how fucking bad their scanners are.
Fuck Fat Beats. I don't want to go for skinny beats.
Exactly. So then, though, we have the Cube Animal 7, which is Cube Crocodile.
I kind of want to play it on my Game Boy Micro. What do you guys think? Oh, sorry.
I'm going to fucking murder you. Then Cube 8 is the Cube Wolf. For some reason, they have not shown
a wolf.
Cube 9, which I'm assuming to be Cube Rhino.
Jungle Fairy Wolf Ranger.
I feel like 7 and 8 kind of transform the same way as the shark and the tiger.
I feel like 7, 8, 9.
God, I hate him so much. And I get the feeling that Rhino is going to probably change kind of like Elephant. I mean, there's only so many things you can do with a cube. So, but they still look pretty cool. I'm now excited for them for some reason, I guess after watching the show. Thoughts, opinions, comments, other statements someone wants to hear?
Everything looks great.
Everything is awesome. Wow, that is just the worst discussion I think we've ever had, ever. Brian, you can't
halfway
find...
across the room trying to find my Game Boy Micro.
You can't find your Gen 3 games?
Am I just inspiring Brian with everything? Are you going to restart a playthrough with your Game Boy Micro too?
Somebody has to inspire Brian.
I was expecting my game to be in the Game Boy Micro.
Leaf Green fell. Where did he go? There you go. I found him.
This is why you do like me and you always keep all your games handy unless they're under the wheel of a car.
Look, what I do with everything in my life is I say, I'm going to put this here so I remember where it goes, and then promptly forget that. Damn it.
I do that too, but not with Pokemon. Pokemon I keep close to my heart.
I got my Advance SP, which is also a great little thing.
Mine's right here.
I love that thing. That's like my best friend for years.
What'd you do with my games?
I'm going to take a picture of my Elite Four card.
I fucking stole them, Brian. I stole them so that I could take your legendaries.
Oh, I found Red. Red's in my Game Boy Pocket.
I don't have a Game Boy Pocket.
Red's the only Pokemon main game I don't have. And, like, I know that the digital version's coming out, but it's still going to bother me that I don't have the physical copy. That's what kind of person I am.
You kind of need the physical copy, bro.
You do. Like, I'm upset. I don't know how we can be friends now that you don't have Pokemon Red.
Well, I have Blue.
That's not good enough. I have
it's
all
not like
of them.
I didn't play the original.
Didn't you see the picture? I have all of them.
Don't you see the hat?
I am Mrs. Nesbitt. I have Red, Blue, Yellow, Gold, Silver, Crystal, Ruby, Sapphire, Fire, Red, Leaf, Green, Emerald, Diamond, Pearl, Platinum, Heart, Gold, Soul, Silver,
I know the
Black,
games.
White, Black 2, White 2, X, Y, Omega, Ruby, and Alpha, Sapphire. That is what a real Pokemon fan would do. They would just buy them all like a crazy fucking person.
I'm recent fan adjacent. Look, when I was littler, I didn't have as much money. And by me, I mean my parents.
Either. Yeah, my parents bought them, and then I don't remember when I started buying them. But I need Pokemon in my life, so.
Oh, it's not. Brian's just lost it looking for Pokemon games. I'm just excited I can start Leaf Green. But why am I excited to start Leaf Green? What the hell is wrong with me? Was this 2004 or whatever year that came out?
2004, bro.
Holy shit. This is why I'm not good in school, because this is the information I keep in my head.
I think it's... Well, what was she doing? Was she back in hell?
She was hiding in the junk drawer.
She's in Star City. No fucking shit up.
Oh, yeah.
When I get to Gen 3, I don't know whether I should play the 3D version or the regular version. I don't know.
Yeah, the...
Gen 3, where I was trying to decide if I was going to play Alpha Sapphire or if I was going to play, like, one of the old games.
Yeah, Dawson, Leaf Green released in America September 9th, 2004.
Boom. See, that's where all my small knowledge goes. Pokemon. Okay, was there any other news?
Brian, is there any other nudes?
Does it really matter?
No, because we're talking about Pokemon replays at the moment, and Game Boys, and 2004.
Alright, so I got my Game Boy Micro and my Game Boy Color. I'm ready for this replay thing.
What are you replaying on Game Boy Color?
His penis.
When I get to Gen 2.
Oh, you're going to do the old games?
Yeah.
I don't have any that have a battery. Actually, I just booted it up.
Mine probably don't work either.
Mine don't work.
My silver and gold died years ago, but Crystal held out, and I just booted it up last week and saw that it was gone, and it's like, I was like, I just lost a family member.
That happened with my silver. Like, my gold's been dead for a while. My crystal, I never actually did play it. I intended to, when I was younger, go back and play, like, all six games at once because I was insane, and just never did. And then when I finally decided, I'm going to go play Crystal, which was, like, right when I started college, when, like, Diamond and Pearl was not even out yet, and I'm like, I want to do this. I couldn't because it was already dead, and I was sad.
Already dead like a zombie.
But Silver still worked for the longest time and held out. And it just, like, recently, I think, in the past couple of years, died. And it was, like, a devastating thing to me. Like all my level 70 team was gone, and I was like, no.
It's sad. It's, like, it's really neat that, like, you can have your Pokemon from Ruby in your current game if you wanted. Like, it would have been cool if they would have figured out a way to do that all the way, that you could have, like, your original Pokemon from Blue in your 3DS. That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been the best thing ever invented.
It's still pretty impressive that you can go from Ruby and, like, Fire Red and stuff, but still. Brandon, yeah. When you do Gen 1, are you going to do the old games, or are you going to do GBA?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Virtual Console release.
Oh, because I was going to, but I don't know, I feel like I want to play it with...
I'm doing this pure as possible.
Well, I'm going to do this...
Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4, Gen 5, Gen 6.
I'm doing it Gen 3.1, or whatever you would call it, because it's in Gen 3, but it's 1... But I want the pretty graphics and the Sevii Islands. Okay, so I think that's it for the news now that we're up to date on Toku and our Pokemon lives.
I'm testing out Gold's battery.
Is it working?
It's letting me set the time. When is it supposed to yell at you?
Mine just doesn't. It just says new game and it doesn't.
Yeah, mine just says new game. It doesn't. What you'll have to do is actually save it and turn it off and turn it back on and see if it works.
Well, I'm trying.
Oh my god, that beautiful sound.
I want to replace the battery on one of mine at one point, though, because I do want to replay
the
old version.
I want to replace all three of them, actually, Gold, Silver, and Crystal.
Oak, you silly bitch, where's Professor Elm?
Oak, you silly bitch. That's my favorite thing from today. Favorite thing from yesterday was classical shiznat. Today is Oak, you silly bitch.
Well, I was expecting Elm to greet me. He's like, hello, my name is Oak. And now I'm just disgruntled.
Not if Professor Oak talk that way.
Man, look at my sexy ass.
Not if I don't have to.
What's my name?
Brian, you're 10. Settle down.
Your name is Bitch Tits.
Does that fit? No. That doesn't fit. Try again.
Tits. Cock tease.
What'd you say?
Cock tease.
That doesn't fit either. I only got like six spaces. Seven. Oh. I only got seven spaces.
Boobs.
God damn it. Whatever animal's over there, get your shit off my other shit.
Twatter.
Twatter?
Yes.
Okay. It's like Twitter, except
with twats.
It's a real thing. Go to it.
Twatter.
I was curious and typed it in, and it's a real thing.
Twatter, I'm not going. Are you ready? Your Pokemon story is about to unfold. Okay, now it's time for
superhero time.
I'll turn the sound.
Will the game save? Let's find out.
See you, Oger, and Robin Rider Ghost. I haven't decided what I'm gonna do for Zoo for whatever the fucking show is, but I feel like just being like a nerd, everybody's going Zoo Oger.
I feel like that was confusing.
I feel like it would piss Brian off if I did that.
At this point, nothing pisses me off really. I'm just numb to everything.
Especially the things that I do.
Does it save?
But actually, yeah, I think if you're numb, Brian, that's probably a sign of another heart attack. You should probably see a doctor.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So if your left arm is numb, that's usually when you're having a heart attack.
Oh, mine's numb a lot.
Oh, God.
Now I'm scared. Quick, Google Sequence Shinobi Heart Attack.
It'll tell me what to do and how to find a new defibrillator bra.
Okay. Gold does not work.
Damn.
It goes through the saving motions, but it doesn't work.
So long,
false
water.
Advertising. Why is it? Does that happen with blue? Because mine still works.
No, it's because of the clock. Because the
what I heard.
The battery runs off. The clock runs off of the battery that saves your memory. And red, blue, and yellow don't have that. The future games like Gen 4 onward that use a clock run off of the DS's clock. So that's why it fucks up your game. It not fucks up your game, but it. It pisses off the game if you change your time, even for daylight savings. And so, like, a daily event won't work properly for a day or two after that. Like, that's the problem I've always had with mine, at least, is... if you go from... Like, I have four DSs. If I go to do a daily event, like a swarm, and if I don't use the same DS every day... I won't get a different swarm every day. I'll get the same swarm for some stupid reason. Like, I don't understand.
I wish that it wasn't that way. Not the swarm stuff, but I mean the battery stuff, because that was, like, my favorite.
Like, I mean, like, I know
none
all that stuff.
None of my Gen 2 works.
Well, there goes your pure as possible, Brian. That's what you get for being so prissy about it.
No, it just means he'll have to he'll have to, like,
I'll
put it into
leave
a...
it on always.
Yeah, have to put it into an SP and just leave it plugged in constantly and just always have it on.
How do you open these things?
Or you just change the battery. Isn't there screwdrivers on it?
There's a special kind of screwdriver.
I mean, it's...
Oh, motherfucker, I see it now. What the fuck, Nintendo? Come on. I just pry
or you could just play Soul Silver or Heart Gold.
No, that's
I'll
not
just
how
pry
it works.
Open breaks it. Yes, it is. It's prettier.
London, where the fuck are you going?
Well, that's Gen 4.
But it's the second region.
That's not how I'm going. I'm going gents.
God damn it, where's that dog?
Well, I'm going Wes's. That's how I'm doing it. I'm doing the Wes Collins playthrough.
Anyway.
So, speaking of Jozier.
So, we have the first episode. We can now judge the entire series based off of it.
Totally. The entire best series is going to be awesome.
It's the best worst Sentai ever.
No. In all fairness, if the whole show is like this, it'll be better than a ninja.
That's not too difficult, but...
But, you know, all Sentai pilots are horrible, because they're all super rushed, and they're hard to judge off of. Like, the only pilot, I was trying to think, I can't really think of, like, the older ones I watched, but at least in the recent years of, like, Live, the only one that ever really impressed me a lot was Gokaigers. I think it was because, Gokaigers dropped you in the middle of the action after everyone has already established their powers. It's kind of like what Rider does. And, like, Sentai most often goes through, you know, like, the origins. And sometimes Rider will, you know... Why is it so light in here? Why is there a fucking light in my dryer? Anyway, sorry, that distracted me. But, like, Sentai will always go through the origin motions, and Rider will more often than not, you know, drop you in the middle of it. So that kind of makes it a little bit different. And
Gokai, like Eva or Double.
Yeah, and, like, you know, Gokai just sort of dropped you in the middle, which I think helped it. But in general, Sentai pilots are pretty much trash. Not trash, but, I mean, they're pretty bad examples. Like, I was fine with the Ninja's pilot. It was also rushed. It kind of reminded me of Hurricane Drew. I was pretty fine with it. So, like, it's kind of hard to compare those two off of it.
It was all downhill from there.
But as I said, like, on Twitter, I did find the mythology introduced to be a bit more interesting, which we already basically knew about, but still I'm more curious about it. And I think if they didn't have to introduce every toy that comes out in the first episode, they could have made a pretty decent pilot with...
Mm-hmm.
Not doing the Megazord battle at the end. Like, ideally, it would be a two-parter and just have the main four Rangers, you know,
transform in the first part?
Yeah, and then do Red and maybe the Megazord at the second. If I was doing it, I would do the Megazord like the third episode, but like if it was just a little more stretched out, like they have to introduce everything, which I don't get it, because if I was a kid, I promise you I'd still buy the Megazord even if you didn't put it in the first episode.
Like, it's so wishy-washy because sometimes they do it in the first episode and sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't even get their robots in the first episode. Sometimes the first episode is just them
Ninja
using the robot.
Wasn't until the second one, right?
Yeah. Sometimes they do it where, like, they get the robots, but they fight in the first episode as just their individual forms. And then the second or third episode is when they combine. Like, it's never consistent. By any stretch of the imagination, but yeah, it's I don't know, like this time they did everything at once. Like this time they did it where, like, oh, we didn't even have to learn how to use our powers, we just kind of did it. We transformed and now we know everything ever.
Like, that's usually how it works, but like I was kind of okay with it for the four guys because they're from that world and
they're from the Zoomin
kind of
world.
Yeah, so I just kind of assumed they knew stuff about it. Hello, Zoomin. That's going to be a title at some point. Spoiler alert. But
they know how to be Zoolanders.
So that wasn't so bad. But like I totally think it would have made the episode a lot better if – I don't know why I said I totally think like I'm a teenage girl. But I just think it would have been better if we wouldn't have done the
magazine. I totally think it would have been better.
Like it's always neat to see like the things in action for the first time. But it just kind of like increased the feeling of rushness. Like I would have loved to have spent a little more time in that little world that he went to in their world and
with
just
the
kind
of masks.
Like for real, why aren't our effects better? It's 2016, for God's sake. I know that like Toku is founded on like rubber monsters and stuff, but over the years we have gotten better, but this is like god awful. Like why are we not better at this? Like even the Rangers like suits, which aren't that bad, but they could be so much better. Like I know Doggy Kruger here was kind of comedic in the fact that his head was so big, but it looked so much better than Doogie. Like why are we so bad at this?
What's wrong with Neil Patrick Harris?
He came on my car seats, to be honest with you.
Like, I wish he would come on my car seats.
All I know is that the fact that those novelty horse heads appeared just kind of killed me. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. Half of the G-World population is novelty horse heads.
It's cheap, that's for sure.
They had no budget to work with. But yeah, that was... I liked all the different transformation sequences. The them transforming, then the their cube animals appearing, and the transformation into Juo King, I thought was pretty neat. How like the little three cubes appear and they gotta fill them up, and then once they do, oh, the other guys are fucking SOL. Like, well, I guess it's first come, first served.
I like the fights in general in this entire episode were really good.
They were.
I like
were.
The aerial fight with Eagle versus the whatever they call them.
I like the areola.
The ground fights were cool. The use of their like animal powers were really cool.
That was neat too. I liked that a lot.
The practical effects and the Megazord battle was really cool. I like when Eagle folded up and then rolled down the hill. In cube mode and ran into the monster.
Like I love that, and I would love it a lot if they did that in this show a lot, like where they did like individual robot fighting and like would transform into cubes and back again for random reasons. Like kind of like how like with Go Busters they fought a lot as individual Buster machines and didn't always just be like, okay, but Go Buster go. Mm-hmm. And then just blow them up. Like, they fought as, like, Gorilla and Rabbit and stuff. I would love if they did that, just to go back and forth between cube and animal.
I was thinking about that, too, how... I think we talked about at the beginning of Courageer when they fought with Gabutira by itself, and I was hoping they would do that. Like, I would love for Sentai in general to do that more, where they varied up the Sentai fights like Go Busters did. Like, that made things a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it really would.
That would just be cool.
Honestly, my only like complaint of the entire episode, or entire episode, is just the fact that like they knew exactly what they were doing, and that always irks me a little bit. I understand the whole they're in possession of it, so it just it gives them the instincts to know what they do. But I don't know. They weren't even like transformed yet. They just got it, and what made them click that specific button?
Yeah, that's the thing with that. Especially Red. Was it the only one left? Did he see what buttons they pressed? I mean, I know that he saw that they were different animals, but how did he know what button they pressed?
He looked like he was like 30 feet away. Like, what the fuck?
Like, he's off in the binoculars. Bushes. Like, wait, slow down. He's taking pictures of it. Hold on, let me refer to my photos. But yeah, that is always kind of an obnoxious thing that happens in it, like with Ivan and his bootleg Ichabodness. But I had more of a problem, I guess, with Red than I did with the others. I did like how they kept him in their animal form for like 97% of the episode, which was kind of nice that like they didn't instantly get their human forms right when they came over.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of a nice way of showing that they really are from this different world. And I don't know if the credits is always going to be like that, but I like that in the credits they were also just animals the whole time. Like, for their title cards.
Oh, yeah, that might have just been for this one because they hadn't been seen yet, but yeah, I would like
to see little details like that if that's the case.
I like how at the end, like, obviously it's going to be resolved next episode and all, but, like, how Green, the elephant guy just did not want to immediately be like, yeah, let's do this and be BFF Facebook friends forever. Like, he's like,
well, he's
no.
Gonna do the pure Pokemon run. He found out everyone else is starting with Fire Red, Leaf Green, so he was being real persnickety about it. So
yeah,
you know how he's that's Gen 3 fucking casuals. You're not true Pokemon fans. You don't even have Red version.
Exactly. Fucking Brian.
I will say that even though it was rushed like most Sentai pilots, I will say it's probably one of the better ones in terms of giving me a pilot feel, in terms of like introducing us to Red and not from Pokemon, and like going into that world. And it was all very fast to be sure, but I did like that they hit on the bullet points in a way that felt very pilot-like. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to articulate that better, but
I like
it kind of. It got me into it better, I guess, is what it was.
I like all the animal things in it. I hope that kind of keeps up. Like, especially, like, at the end, like, where they're just, like, just showing off different animals. Like, how Tokuger was with trains, which, I mean, like, to me, it was kind of interesting just because, like, you're just showing off all the trains of Japan. But, like, you know, if they do that every week with, like, that ending theme where, like, you know, guess which box the animal is in? And then at the end, like, you're just like, oh, this is a giant panda or whatever the fuck they're gonna show, like that. Like, well, that's pretty cool. I like animals.
Fucking but animal crackers in my.
But
suit.
What I was thinking about when I was listening to the ending theme and reading the subtitles, and also the opening theme is I want the full version of the song. Because I noticed that they put the animals' names into it. Like in the opening song, they're just like eagle, shark, lion, elephant, tiger. And so I wonder if the other verses of the song, which are going to have a similar construction to them, are going to have anything different. Like, I know how with Magiranger, you listen to the first part of the song and it's got their attack. It says, like, green ground, pink storm, blue flash, yellow thunder, red fire.
Yellow thunder.
And you go to the
fire.
You go to the second part of the song, and then it says, change it to Taulos Fairy Mermaid Gaududa Feniikasu. And then the third part of the song has the different elements that they're associated with. I don't think they go in order for that one, like the same order. Or like how with Goanger, the ending, they did four ending themes. Each one had a set of three engines. Kyoryuger's ending theme had all the names of the dinosaurs in it. And, like, because I know this ending theme, they had, like, the same thing. It had eagle, shark, lion, elephant and tiger all written into it. So I wonder if you should actually listen to the rest of it, if they're going to have, like, find a way to incorporate, like, crocodile and wolf and rhino, and if there's something else hidden in there that, like, is going to tell us what all the future animals are.
It'd be cool if it is.
Like, because I know they were like, you know, sure, you just had Topospino just shoved in there, and nobody noticed it at first. Like, it's like, y'all, there's, like, a 24th dinosaur here. Why is nobody commenting on this? So that's how I think, because I'm a crazy person, and I almost feel like a conspiracy theorist, like some kind of a crazy nutbag when I think of these kind
like
of things.
Really low stakes conspiracies. I see, like, the conspiracies. Oh god.
Well, like the people that say like they hacked the driver, like I hacked the toy and I got new sounds out of it.
Got my sighting sticks out, just poked them up, or I guess they're skewers.
Like, I hacked the song and figured out the rest of the animals, guys. Like, you mean you listened to the words? No, I hacked it.
Mad hacksaws.
Oh my god, use hacks.
Shukun Shinobi was super effective.
You know it. But no, I liked it a lot. I mean, it's too hard to tell off of just one episode how the rest of the show's gonna be. I mean, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
I liked Tokuger's intro and I liked Ninja's intro, so you can't just go off of that. But I liked what I saw. I had a lot of fun with it, and the fact that they knew exactly about it. So
yeah, and like I'm not like sitting here hoping for like another GoBusters caliber, or even like a Kyuger caliber show. Like if it's even at the level of like one of my like mid favorite type shows like a Gohanger or Shinkenger, I'll be satisfied. Considering what we just had like last year and how Tokuger was not all that great for most of it, like if we have a pretty decent show the entire year, I'd be happy. I'd be okay. Like, I mean, yeah, I'll love like a great like another type. You know how awesome GoBusters was if we have something like that good. But if we have something that's okay the entire year or like consistent, I'll be fine. Like, where, like, you don't have, like, okay, here's 20 episodes of just shit. Oh, look, here's a pretty decent episode, and then 20 more episodes of just shit, and then the last three are good, and then the finale is just, like, poo. Like, because that was Ninja. I'm like, well, no, we can't have that. If we just have something consistently decent that I can enjoy watching, and it's not like, oh, fuck, I gotta watch Juojer. Like, that's how Ninja was. Like, and that bothers me. That, like, I'm sitting here watching a show simply because we do this podcast about it. And otherwise, I probably would have just, like, burned the computer for downloading it. Like, I want to be able to go, oh, cool. Like, I want to be able to go, oh, cool, this is out. Let's watch it, and I'll enjoy it. Not like, oh, fuck, I got to watch this. It's like doing homework, but I wasn't in class and didn't pay attention, so I don't know how to do it. But I have to turn it in. Like, that's how I feel. It's like I have to turn in homework I don't want to do, and I didn't pay attention in class because I wasn't even there. I was just at home, like, playing Pokemon. Actual college experience, so. Yeah, I graduated. It's all good.
He also made it to the Pokemon
League. Nothing else matters.
That's right. Well, you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, when your doctor, for example, your doctor has that thing on the wall that says he passed medical school. Let's say he passed medical school with an A with a C. It just says he fucking passed. So that's all that matters.
Then you know he got A's, and then he died.
Right. It's all the same once you get that. Once you get that degree.
Once you get that D.
Once you get that D. Oh yeah. Sweet Daddy D.
Oh god. Speaking of Daddy D, should we move on to Gokaiger? I mean Gokaiger? Ghost. Ghost.
Should we
go back
fair.
In time?
Yeah, that's
Let's get Barry in here. We'll have him just run really fast.
Just grab onto our collars and take us with him. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Or we can just call Rory and his time machine, and every time the description says Rory, I picture Rory, but they're talking about Lincoln. But like, I'm picturing Rory, because that's Rory. It's super confusing.
How many times can Dawson say Rory in a 3-minute stretch?
As many times Brian can say influx of Pokemon. Exact same amount. Okay, so Ghost. Ghost was okay this week. The end.
It was fun. We got to see Sanzo. That was a thing.
It was such a pitiful debut for it.
It really was. But
like, not only was it on screen for like 3 seconds, but like he didn't even get like a debut transformation. He had to like I hate when they do a debut transformation where they're transforming at the same time as someone else, and you're mixing their fucking loudmouth jingle with a new one. Like, that just bothers me. It's like, God damn it, shut up, man. This is the guy's first time. Like, let him be.
You're popping his transformation, Cherry.
Like, it was just kind of annoying with that, and it was such a quick transformation, but the neat points of the episode, I thought, were, like, getting to see the Gamma World a little bit more, mainly, like, little tidbits of Spectre's backstory, that he arrived there, and Alan's like, fuck children, and then he's like, oh, look, they're not a kid anymore, let's fight, because Japanese people respect each other when we punch each other in the face. So we got to see a little bit of that. And there's like a backstory behind why Himiko and
Newton.
Yeah, Newton are in a premium Bandai set together.
Yeah, like I want to know how early this was planned, and like if it was planned from like the very start. That's the reason Newton didn't have a GC release, was so they could put it with Himiko.
Yeah, maybe
Newton didn't have a G string release.
Yeah,
like. Because it's just really funny, like, the timing of it all. Like, whether they made this story up because of that release choice, or whether...
I want to release.
They decided to release it like this because of the story choice. So, and it was basically, like, just boiled down to this lesson about even if you have different ideals, you can work together. Which was, like, tying back to his friends. Like how, you know, the one bitch is all sciencey and the other one's all annoying and he screams and stuff. I, like, really simplified it down with, like, dumb terms.
Yeah, that's everything you talk about.
I still hate that she has become more involved and is still so skeptical. Like, it's fine to have a skeptical character, but to still be giving, like, the same, like, generic skeptical lines from the pilot is annoying. I think it's also partly because I hate those type of people that, like, you'll be watching something and they'll talk about how unscientifically realistic it is, just ruining it for everyone. I'm like, well, how do you know that? In that world, in Earth 7, the science works different there. Why don't you just shut your mouth and enjoy the movie?
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right for once in your life.
Finally. Only took 24 years. I had to think about how old I was for a second. I forgot.
Dawson's a baby.
I'm the baby of the group.
That's right. Dawson's barely old enough to figure out if he's a girl or not.
Classic Jamie, apparently. Jamie Oliver is so confused about
it. Amazing, you can remember that, but you can't remember Cordy's name. That's awesome.
Wait, what is it? I was just going to say it, and then I forgot it. Oh. Samantha.
No, it's not.
Cordy sounds good. Okay. Anybody else have thoughts?
Well,
I have a penis.
I liked it. I really don't like these characters.
I hate the support characters.
Like, I like what's going on in the show, but Akari is stupid and Onari is stupid. Their names
I
are
like
too
when
similar.
Alan
they're both
tried to, when Alan
their names are similar.
The food
stop.
With an icon. That was pretty funny to me.
What?
When Alan thought that food was icons.
Like, is that an icon?
Are you eating it? Like, yes, we're eating an icon. We're eating someone's soul. It's delicious. I love to eat souls.
My question is, wasn't he a human at one point? Didn't he have to die to become a ghost?
Who? Alan or Alan or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
I don't know, honestly. Like,
it's confusing.
They imply that it's hell, and so, like, when you die, you get sent to the Gamma world. But I don't know if the Gamma themselves were
like, it's
were
confusing.
Real.
Because you have the monsters and the Ganma And, like, and then you have, like, the legendary icons, which are, like, actual people that died, so they're obviously ghosts. And then the show's called Ghost.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, maybe he's just been dead so long that he's forgotten what it's like to be human or something? I don't know.
He did say that he's been alive, like, twice that old lady's age.
Yeah.
And then that Igor guy can, like, transform into other Ganmas.
That was pretty cool.
He had, like, a black Megaloader. Mega Udoold.
It was, like, just the insert part, not the weird eye-droppy part.
Yeah. And, like, he'd insert himself into the hole and become another Ganma. Which just makes me want to insert myself into a hole.
Yeah.
Insert myself into a hole, Brian.
I going off of what you were saying earlier, I really hate that Sanzo's introduction was just, like, nothing. Like, he didn't do anything. You couldn't hear the noise. It was just, hey, look at this.
His little disc flew off his back and then just started flying around.
Ooh!
And they zoomed in on his shoulders. That's what they did.
And they made that monkey noise from the 2001 Planet of the Apes movie. But that was really it. Like, that's kind of annoying. Because they've been... I want to say they've been a little bit better about giving forms more of an introduction in the past little bit. But that one was pretty pitiful.
Yeah. Oh, well. Life sucks. Get a helmet.
What's that from?
Oh.
Oh, Boy Meets World. Sort of. Life's tough. Get a helmet. Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that's how they said it, but... I had a teacher who used to tell us, life sucks, get a helmet.
Well, she's a plagiarist.
Well, it was a guy.
Well, he's a plagiarist still.
Your mom's a plagiarist.
Damn, he escaped justice because he changed his genders.
He had a penis. He always escaped justice with a penis. Except a smelly vagina.
Speaking of smelly vaginas,
that's what
talking about Dino Charge?
Dawson's going to have to draw next week in his art class. Smelly vagina.
Smelly!
Yeah!
With me, Brian's going to talk about it by himself. Kevin and I are just being obnoxious.
That's just always, really.
I remember watching this episode of Dino Charge. I don't remember what it's about.
It was aggressively okay.
Okay. This episode pissed me off. Like, it wasn't a bad episode all around, but I'm absolutely disgusted that Heckle was caught so early and in such a dumb manner.
I got so pissed. I'm like, why are you such a fucking idiot? It was like Jay Garrick all over again.
We just talked about for like 15 or 20 minutes how much we liked that whole concept, and they ripped it away the very next week, and it pissed me off because there's such potential for everything involving that we talked about with him working with them. And there's also potential for a really dramatic reveal. And this was like, oh, well. And not only was it a not dramatic reveal, but it was so unimportant, they didn't even care to talk about it when they were done with the episode. All they cared about was their fucking ice cream cake. Granted, ice cream cake's pretty amazing. But you could enjoy ice cream cake and talk about the fact that one of your fellow employees was your worst enemy.
Fucking but, like, Keeper no. just strolls in at the end of the episode for cake. Like,
y'all have a birthday cake?
He won't stop a bad guy, but he'll show up for ice cream cake.
Like, he sees Heckle wandering around the base monologuing. Eh, this doesn't seem important. Back to sleep. Checks monitor. Sees cake. Y'all have a birthday cake? Whose birthday is it? I'm Daryl from the office.
Exactly.
But just the whole way that was handled pissed me off. The fact that he had the energems in hand and set them down on the table? God damn it, man! Like, why? And everyone's like, Shelby's so smart for figuring this out. Like, no, she wasn't! She caught him red-handed. That's like seeing someone chop someone's head off in front of you and being like, caught the murderer, and they're like, good job. Can't believe you figured that one out. She didn't figure out shit! Y'all been Cosby'd. That one killed me. I was dead on the spot. I'm a ghost now. I don't know. I'm a Ganma. I don't know the rules. But just that whole thing pissed me off because I think it was a lot of wasted potential from a bunch of different angles for his character. I mean, I know it's kind of funny that like he gave him his name and he dressed in funny clothes, and it is kind of suspicious, but I still think maybe not the whole series, Res of Supercharged, but I think a decent more chunk of time of having him be there would have been cool to see them. I don't know if bond is the right word, but sort of get used to him more. And so that it was more of a shocking reveal than just like a, oh, okay. And to also have it basically revealed in a filler episode about Dreams and Shelby's dick dad, who does really weird cooking things. It really rubbed me the wrong way. It kind of pissed me off the way it was handled, because it was a really cool idea and so dumb.
I didn't like basically anything involving Earth 2 Colonel Truman.
It's the worst.
He was the worst, and I hate parents like that, and I hate people like that. And I don't like the fact that Heckle was found out already. I also don't like the fact that, like, he doesn't remember the base.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that's going on, really.
Yeah, they've really been handling stuff poorly.
I'm just ready to move on to Aqua and Carnival and
Dad.
And Torin and all that. I'm ready to move on to that. I'm not like, it was an okay episode. It was just, I don't like what they're doing right now. It's boring.
Yeah, like the first three episodes have basically been fillers. It's and they had cool ideas, but they're not using them right. Like, it pisses me off. Like, I'm really hoping that the rest of the season isn't like that, where they introduce this idea I really like and then squander it within a day. Like, they barely had this for a second. Oh, man. It's so upsetting. And, like, not only is it upsetting just from the wasted storyline potential standpoint, but... wait, where are we going with that? Well, just from... no, damn it, I lost my point. from wasted storyline potential. Oh, damn it, man. That was within seconds. It's a record. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wasted storyline potential, but for making Heckle look like an idiot, whereas he was sort of, from the beginning, I thought one of the more intelligent villains. And he's still smarter than Sledge, because he's had two way better plans and opportunities to get his hands on Energems. Like, he literally had them for a second. But
how the hell did he manage to put all of them asleep?
You know, he just
pillowed them. Casually walked past him and go, oh, put pillow.
He was like, it's a pillow. It's a pet.
That was his problem. He should have disguised it as a pillow pet.
Exactly. That would have been more inviting. He would have
won everyone over with that one.
But, like, it makes him seem extra dumb. So it's just the whole scenario just pissed me off. Like, I hope we get better. Fix yourself, fool. That's really all. I don't have anything much else to say. I don't even know. Is next week's anything?
Next week is the debut of Singe. Which is
Endorf. More like Endork, am I right?
We also introduce the character that I think is supposed to be like female Aqua eventually. I think that's her. I don't remember.
It's something
Chase's
that kind of
girlfriend character.
That's her actual name.
Yeah,
Chase's girlfriend character, and then her last name, whatever it's gonna be. Something else that kind of bothers me, that it really, when I think about it, only bothers me because of the way we're structuring things now, but because we're deciding to do that, I feel they should try to make that more cohesive. And the whole super thing, there's like no reason for the title change at this moment, three episodes in, and there's no reason for themselves to be calling themselves Dino Supercharged.
Like, yeah, that was kind of weird. They don't
in Samurai. And in Megaforce, more especially in Megaforce, they had like a reason. And it's like, I don't agree with the two-season model of calling every season Super. Like, if this was just Dino Charge Season 2, this problem wouldn't even exist. But since they're choosing to do this, and they've done it successfully twice in terms of making me feel that there was a reason to call themselves this and use super dumb puns and all that, but, like, we're three episodes in. We're going to be going on four. that there's no concrete reason for this title change or them to be calling themselves that. I mean, there's Super Drive, but I don't know. It just bothers me that if they're going to do this, just do it right. Otherwise, don't change your dumb title. It's stupid. There's no reason for it.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully it gets better.
Yeah. It's not like it's atrocious or anything. It's just there's all these things that are just bothering me.
Yeah. Like, I still think ultimately it's more solid than, like, say, Megaforce and Super Megaforce, but it's doing a lot of these, like, little things wrong.
I think that Super Samurai and Super Megaforce transitioned into their second seasons better.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of Super and all that. Like, as super flawed as Super Megaforce was, and for as better as the transition could have been, I think the transition from Megaforce to Super Megaforce was pretty cool. Like, it could have been 10 times better, but having the cliffhanger and then the invasion and these new powers was really exciting, and it really gave you the feel of the new thing. And Samurai's wasn't as thrilling as that, but the fact that they had a storyline in Samurai that led up to the Black Box and Super Samurai, it's just funny that Dino Charge in most ways is better in a lot of the writing departments, but the fact that those seasons that people complain about a lot just handled those type of things better is just kind of funny. Like, would it have been that hard to do something carnival-wise or something in the first episode? It was basically just like, oh yeah, we should do our jobs. Forgot about that. Also, is it still summer? She said she's in summer school.
Yeah, like, she's taking summer classes at, like, a high school or something. I thought she was in college.
That's what I thought, too. And then, like, wasn't Dino Charge supposed to be over summer, but then they celebrated Christmas, and then not summer ended, and then they left, and it was summer again? Are they in a prison world of summer 2015?
I don't know.
Like, at the end, we're just going to find out they've been perpetually living out June through September of 2015. Like, Jesus. Like, I know that it's a little bit confusing with airing schedules, and we can't always hit all the holidays in time exactly, but, man.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It was so tedious and weird that it put Kevin Wright to sleep.
We always lose him at Dino Charge.
You know what, though? This week, don't get mad, it was conceptual, because the episode was about falling asleep. He wanted to just... he was doing an art piece. You know?
Oh, God.
Right now he's dreaming of attacking us as Vivics. I'll be the Tyler Vivic. Dad! I'll admit, I don't like Tyler really at all, but I did laugh when he put his fists up to fight and he had the pillows in his hand and he threw them down. That was pretty funny.
You did something good, Tyler.
There you go. You have those pillows, right, man? Alright. Now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Yeah. So Supergirl was about nothing this week because it abandoned us. So it wasn't on this... So there's no Supergirl. But luckily, we did have The Fresh. That's how Zoom says it.
Zoom's like freaky as fuck, man.
Seriously, he's disturbing. He's like an evil, fast scarecrow of blue. This week was another really good week. I don't think it was quite as good as last week, but I still think it was really good. I think last week had the benefit of having all the fun Earth 2, like, lifestyle look-ins and Easter eggs, and this week was a little bit more focused on conflict, and, like, Barry spent most of the episode in a cage. But it had a lot of cool moments. I think that the Earth 1 stuff was... for the most part, probably the most boring. It wasn't like it was terrible, but when you're wanting to see all the Earth 2 stuff, the Earth 1 stuff was just kind of like, all right, Jay, just come on, nut up and get the guy. Killer Frost had some cool stuff, and I like that they didn't kill her off, and they left her fade up in the air, so we can probably bring her back. Mm-hmm. I love when Cisco called her Elsa. Like, I know it's like an overdone reference, but it's still funny, and it makes me wonder if they have Frozen on Earth 2. I don't know. Earth 2.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
And Earth 2, Barry, like, basically being from Pleasantville is the best. Like, he just kept saying heck and gosh and fellas, and it was just, and, like, when they were going to climb, and he was like, I have wingtips, don't got much tread. Like, it's just so funny.
Come on now, fellas.
Like, it was funny that he's been kidnapped and he was angry with these guys, and he's like, I really need to know what's going on here, fellas. Oh, man. Earth 2 Barry. What if he ends up being Zoom? That would be the real shocker. Was Flanders all along. But he was entertaining. Like, that whole little group was just entertaining, for even though it wasn't as quite as funny as usual, but it's just, like, a funny group of people to have. We did get a Peace Bivs name drop. Unfortunately, no actual Peace Bivs. They did rescue Jesse, and they met the Man in the Iron Mask and talked Morse code with him. And, okay, so here's the thing. I'm so confused. Is he Jay? And are Jay not Jay?
Give me 1 minute.
I know George posted a theory to us about it being Zoom being Earth 2 Wally based on them basing his story on Daniel West, which makes a lot of sense in some of the stuff I read about the similar stories when you think about, like, our Wally's lust for speed, and that could work. My only thing about that is it's, like, a super shallow reason, but his build isn't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Like, Zoom is so – he's much more bulky and, like, imposing, and Wally's so small that I feel like it would be so funny to have this imposing, deep voice thing pop his little mask off, and suddenly he shrinks 3 feet, and he's like, hey guys, I'm Wally! It's not how Wally talks. But
he turns into, like, Mickey Mouse.
Like, his stature is just not right. Like, I'm not saying that that's the definitive proof, but just for me, that would just be... The idea behind it and the story potential of it is kind of neat, but I just... The stature-wise...
So, is the... There's a burp coming on. There we go. There's... The last theory I read was basically a situation where the guy in the mask is the real Jay. The Jay that we've been following is a shape-shifting character and was in Earth 1 to get a solidified velocity formula, and to basically keep tabs on Barry. And so at the end, that's why Jay was a dumb shit and decided to walk toward the portal, because that was part of the plan. That's why he hesitated to throw the bomb, to give Zoom more time, and so he could get picked up and sucked in before the portal closed for good, so that he could give Zoom the velocity formula, so that Zoom could get more speed.
That's an interesting shape-shifting character. Is there, like, a shape-shifting character they're basing this off of in the comics, or are they just
I think it's called Everyman. I think it's the character.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of that one, actually. Like,
so
that
was the last one that I read, and it doesn't really solve the who is Zoom theory, but,
He would be Jay, then, wouldn't he?
No, because Jay's in the...
Oh, the man in the mask. Sorry. Yeah. By the man in the mask, I thought you meant Zoom. I don't know why.
I mean, I guess it could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
They could all be Jay. There could be three Jays. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, after he, like, you know, Morse coded or whatever the hell language that was, like, POW or whatever they were using, Jay, and, like, he's like, oh, yeah, Jay's on Earth 1, he's alive, and the guy was like, no, man! He started crying. You could tell. Like, you can't see him, he's totally crying. No, but
another theory I read about the guy in the mask is that I have to turn Kevin off.
Kevin's been a robot this whole time. Spoiler alert.
Is that, like, the guy in the mask is Jay's dad? Cause Jay mentioned that he got his hat because it was a hat that his dad wore in the war. English. and so because he was in the war, he would be using prisoner of war tap language. And that one's a little bit of a stretch, I think, but
yeah, I feel like it's going to be somebody more, like, it'll be a shocking reveal to be something more personal somehow, whether it's involved in Joe, Wally, Barry's dad, Jay, Barry, whatever. I just feel like it would be more personal than, oh, it's Jay's dad. Like, I feel like that just wouldn't be as shocking. Or, like, I guess it's personally shocking, I guess.
Yeah. The kind of going off of the Jay's in the thing, the mask, is that Zoom is basically a, like, version of Edward Claris, which was Jay Garrick's version of the Reverse Flash, basically.
Oh.
He was called the Rival, he wasn't called the Reverse Flash, but, and, I mean, there's both different ways you could go about that. I mean, it could be, like, when Jay got his speed powers, it affected the other guy, too, or it was an offshoot of when he tried to excel his speed powers and it affected the other guy, or the other guy just really wanted to be fast. I don't know. There's multiple different ways you could go about it, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if they pulled the Rival character in here somehow, just since we're using Jay
yeah.
at the moment for things.
Because, like, it's funny when he, like I said, when he was miming Jay, or not miming, or whatever, saying that he was Jay, and he started shaking his head when Barry was talking about how he knew him. I was, like, giving Jay the side eye in every single Earth One scene after that. And, like, for a few minutes, I thought Jay was Zoom. And I forgot they've been in the same room at the same time. But I guess that could still be switched around, maybe? I don't know. I mean, I know we got the flashback of them fighting, but, like, we had scenes like Wells and Reverse Flash in the same room at the same time. But, anyway, because, like, he was missing during that whole scene when whatever Grav Attack or whatever the hell was attacking. Mm-hmm. And, like, how do you not notice that? He's like, oh, fuck, sorry. Have my sound machine on, you know. I was just real, like, he was conveniently absent in a scene after a scene Zoom was just in, and, like, I don't know how he would travel back so fast and everything, but, I mean, he is fast, but, and, like, I couldn't figure out, like, why would he be so close to Caitlin? Like, wouldn't she be able to tell from his DNA, which that's what was what really set me over, well, arguing with myself.
What kind of does it to me for the whole, the Jay that we've been following isn't the real Jay, is how adamant he was that she didn't get DNA from Hunter Zolomon.
Yeah.
Because so they didn't match compare up.
Yeah, like that was another thing.
His DNA won't work because I manipulated the speed force and just don't do it.
That was another thing with, like, the making a point of introducing Hunter Zolomon, who was Zoom, or one of the Zooms. So, like, that made me think, oh, maybe that's Jay, and, like, I don't, it's super confusing. Because I was thinking, well, maybe that's Jay in the case, and this is Hunter Zolomon, but then Zoom's from Earth 2. So, like, I really never suspected anything, like, personally involving Jay outside of the fact that he was the Flash that fought him until this episode when they did the whole thing. Like, I've read a couple theories every now and then, but I guess was probably out there, but it totally mind-fucked me in terms of, like, all my theories, especially since, like, based on the way the back of his hair looks and everything, it looks like it could be Jay, and so, I don't know. Like, I like that it's so intriguing. It's kind of like last year, how much I was thinking about Reverse Flash and the future, and, like, this year it's, like, Zoom, and it's just, I love being this enthused about a TV show where I'm thinking about it constantly. And I think it'll be interesting to see. We'll find out. I definitely don't think it's Joe anymore after all this. But I did think it was odd that he, like, when Barry went through the portal, that he, like, he did hesitate and, like, looked at Barry and wouldn't throw the football. And Barry was like, go!
Damn it, Jay! Yay, we did it! Jay casually walks over there, smiles at everyone.
Yeah, we did it! High five! Throw the ball! We don't have a time for a high five! Come on, just come on, don't leave me hanging! Damn it, Jay. Classic.
Hold on,
Jay
guys,
Jay.
My ride's here.
I only go through heart stab.
It was a super fun episode. Like, these two episodes together were great.
Yeah. Like, and I really, really loved the scene of the Barrys talking to each other. Like, it was kind of a really quick resolution of Barry being able to so quickly be able to get through the glass. But I really enjoyed, like, the thought behind the scene of, hey, if this Barry can do this, then Flash Barry can do way more. Like, it was just a nice scene.
You can do anything.
Because you're Barry. I mean, you're not Diggle or Peace Bibs, but, I mean, you're pretty cool.
I feel like there was other things.
I think Barry, Earth 2 Barry said, get frisky at one point when he was referring to...
Did he get frisky with you?
Oh, damn it, Earth 2 Barry.
Earth 2 Barry is my favorite thing. Like, I just want to pinch his cheeks.
Like, it's funny that I don't want to dismiss any theory because, like, the second I do it, it becomes true and, like, that Earth 2 Barry could still somehow be involved. But, like, I think it's funny that, like, that was one of the main theories and then we meet Earth 2 Barry and he's basically Ned Flanders. So, it's just funny. But they were just really good episodes and I just loved so much about it. Like, I loved all of the Earth 2, like, Easter egg stuff and the Earth 2 lifestyle and alternate characters and... everything with Zoom, like, I love how intriguing their villains are. And next week is, like, just my wet dream. It's the Flash with Diggle on it.
I know, right?
It is kind of funny, though, after, like, we have these two really heavy event episodes of Earth 2, and then, like, the next preview is, like, next week, Jaws. Like, that basically sums up the Flash.
And, like, I'm sure some things are going to happen in that episode that are important.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And noteworthy, like, and shocking, just because that's how Flash always works.
Well, like, the Earth 2, like, there's certain episodes like the Earth 2 ones where you know it's going to be big, regardless of what the preview shows. But Flash has been in that show just kind of like, was it Gaim that did that? Or was it Treasure? Where, like, you watch the teaser and be like, oh, it's going to be a filler. And then something important would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Flash does, because they'll do little trailers that'll be like, oh, next week's a fun episode about Jell-O. And then, like, at least something will go down. Like, they never do a... they never really have fillers, to be honest. I mean, but they never really do a side episode where it's mainly about something like Killer Shark without touching on the main plot in some important way. So I doubt it'll be like, hey, let's ignore everything for a minute and do... like Ninja, let's ignore everything for 7 episodes and bring it up later.
It'll be great.
Yeah, but I love the show. I want to know who Zoom is.
Like, I know, seriously, it's killing me.
Tell us.
It's killing tell me us. Inside. I'm like, oh, I need to know. There's so many theories. My mind is just everywhere.
Well, it makes it more confusing with... I think it's one of the most confusing comic mythologies to try to get answers from. Because, like, with a lot of other ones, you can read Wikipedia, and a lot of the movies and TV shows do things differently for sure, but you can still possibly get a general idea of where they're going. But Flash's, with Zoom and Reverse Flash and the time travel, is already so confusing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're changing things around and then, like, borrow and mix together different pieces from different stories, it makes it harder to guess exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's like this thing where you've got the comics, but basically how, like, the Flash works is that they, like, chop the comics up into, like, a puzzle piece or puzzle pieces, and then they rearrange them to make a different complete puzzle.
Yeah, so exactly.
You never really know what's gonna happen. You can get hints or pushed into, like, different theories, like with the whole Edward Claris being Zoom, or with Earth 2 Wally being Zoom, or this and that. So you can get, like, pushed in different directions because of things that happen in the comics, but you never know, because just because it happens in the comics doesn't mean it's going to happen in the show, and vice versa. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, because there's so many different versions they can piece together. Like, look at Reverse Flash, who took inspiration from various incarnations of Reverse Flash and Zoom, plus Dr. Wells, which was an entirely new creation.
Mm-hmm.
as a character. So it's like, I like that, but it's also frustrating when you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to spoil myself. That's what I thought last year when the Reverse Flash stuff started getting really intriguing. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to look it up. And I'm like, the fuck is this mess? Like, what the hell? Like, there's so many paragraphs.
Reverse Flash identity. There's like five people.
And like everyone is super complicated, and they're like, after the universe reset, after they went to the universe back to the way it was, after they reset it three more times, the pink period, zombies. I'm like, wait, like, what the hell is happening?
It's funny because zombies is actually something that happens.
It's, and there's like there's Marvel zombies too, and it's like, oh man. It's like frustrating, but I love it at the same time. Okay, should we move on to Arrow then?
Yep, something that was not as thrilling, but still.
No, it wasn't. It kind of just, like I mentioned last week, it just isn't as exciting as the other two shows because
I remember a time where I was like super excited for Arrow all the time, and like Arrow was great, and it's still really good. It's just when you stack it next to Legends and Flash, it's just like,
Because Flash has so much going on that's awesome and fun. And Legends of Tomorrow is like if you made fun, put it into a show, and it still wasn't as fun as that because Legends is way more fun. It's it hits all the right buttons, and like it's kind of funny that caption review where he says, why is the enemies just always ninjas? But this week's was a solid outing, I thought. It wasn't terribly like exciting. It wasn't until like the very last second that there was any major plot developments, but it was just kind of overall like a solid Arrow episode with like this Demolition Squad and them trying to attack Oliver Queen. And how do they not know that Oliver is Green Arrow? Like, it's super obvious.
I don't know.
Like, especially with him sort of giving that little snide remark to Dark's wife about like almost the building going down. That's not how he said it.
She's gotta know.
She's the worst. But
She is the worst. Like, that's not even a question.
But just like, I know that the whole purpose behind the whole Arrow identity Roy stuff was to, you know, transition from Arrow to Green Arrow and to clear Oliver so that he can have the secret identity of the public. But in terms of Damian Dark, it's so awkward that he doesn't know because it's super obvious. I mean, I know that they did that thing with them right next to each other when Malcolm was Arrow. Mm-hmm. Why isn't Malcolm telling him? Is it to protect Thea? Because he already knows that Thea's his daughter. It's not like... Why isn't Malcolm telling Dark that he's Oliver? Why wouldn't he? What's his motivation for not...
Dark knows.
That he's Oliver?
Yeah.
Well, she's not saying it, obviously. Because I didn't know that Dark knew, because of that, like I just said, that whole thing they did with Malcolm when he was dressing up as the Green Arrow, right next to Oliver. Remember that?
Yeah.
Regardless, like, I don't think they know, and it just seems like, I don't know why, if Malcolm comes out for revenge, why he wouldn't just say that. Like, Dark already knows that Thea's his daughter. I don't think knowing that she's Speedy would change anything for his situation. So, it's not like I want that to happen, I guess, but it seems weird. Like, it seems like they're trying too hard to keep Oliver's identity a secret in terms of these people. Because I guess that if Dark found out, he would probably, like, threaten to out his identity to the public if he didn't drop the race, I'm going to assume. So, I don't know. It's just kind of all awkward around that situation, I think.
It doesn't help that Malcolm's so fucking wishy-washy.
Yeah, I'm kind of over him. I'm kind of disappointed he didn't get killed last time now. He's just now sitting on the Council of Hive people missing an arm, you know, doing his little Malcolm shit. It seems like a really funny thing to have wanted to see, but it seems so anticlimactic, all this stuff around the debate, and we didn't even get to see a scene of it. We saw them shake hands, and then we cut to the news report. Like, I kind of wanted to see a couple scenes of that, just to see what Oliver was like in the debate. I'm sure you've seen it around, those memes of, like, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and it's like the good thing and the bad thing. That was the first thing I thought of with the Oliver debate against this lady. Like, I could just picture one of those memes with, like, the picture of Bernie, and then you have a picture of Oliver underneath it, and then the picture of Hillary and the Dark Spy. Like, that was the first thing I thought of, because that meme's been going around so much. But like I don't think that we would show the whole debate, but it just seemed weird not to show a scene to sort of show that side of Oliver's stuff going on. Felicity is going to get legs again because of a microchip, so that's fun.
Yeah. You know,
technology.
Like, fucking Curtis, like, won, like, present of ever.
Basically.
Like, he topped all wedding gifts, all birthday gifts, all everything.
He was like, what's this? What's this? Thanks for the microchip. What's your legs? Boom. Present jammed.
And then fucking Oliver goes, Curtis, you're terrific. I'm like, oh, I see what you did there.
Also, I always feel like there's more to talk about, but there really
was a bunch of shit with Quentin and
I really didn't care too much about that.
I don't care about either of them really, so.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm not really a huge fan of Felicity's mom. I don't really hate her. I think she's kind of a funny character, but I think it's one of those things where she'd be funnier if she appeared less. Like, when she first appeared, and then they brought her back, like, one other time when Shaw was around, I thought it was kind of funny, but it's like, she seems to be around so much now, it's kind of like one of those less is more bits for me. And there's, like, other things I'd rather see done. Like, I'd rather see, like, Laurel get more focus or something than Felicity's mom. So, I don't know. I just don't really care for her that much. And it just kind of seemed like a pointless plot of, oh, you're lying to me, and oh, you were nice about it, and then like, oh well,
they,
okay.
They really hit home that whole thing about lies and stuff.
That's the whole, like, show.
You guys don't tell any lies. You guys are the best couple ever.
If I ever found out you guys lied to each other, I would stab myself in the heart. But you're great. But I like how they made a big deal about, all right, my resolve is to never tell Felicity. Next week on Arrow, oh yeah, I have a son. Like, god damn it. It was kind of like when they gave away the in the preview that Diggle's brother was alive.
Oh yeah.
So Felicity's gonna find out next week because Damien's got his son in his creepy mansion with his creepy daughter, and he's gonna do creepy stuff.
Did he kill the mom?
That's what it insinuated. There's a lot of speculation ever since last week with Malcolm that the kid's going to be the one in the grave.
Yeah, that that's always a possibility. I feel like Felicity wouldn't be that upset if it was him in the grave. I mean, I know she'd be upset, but like she was like really fucking pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how things go in terms of what. The next few episodes. It sounds so bad, but I don't want any of the other people to die, so I would rather it just be the kid. Because I really don't care about
it. I'm perfectly fine with it being the kid.
I guess it just depends on how things go in terms of how she finds out and like how much they go with the whole, you know, changing the timeline in the timeline, trying to correct itself thing with Flash. Because, you know, they had, like, a huge blowout the first time it happened before the timeline changed. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have to see. Just as long as it's not Diggle. Kill, like, three more kids, but just don't do Diggle. It's fine. And the thing with what his son, though, is, which I guess this could be a decent segue into Legends, is it's not the next episode that airs tomorrow, which we'll talk about next week, but the one after that, I think, is the Arrow episode. I think. Because it said 2046 in the description, but like that would have been such a cool story for the Arrow crossover if they would have saved his son for that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what their plans are for that and everything, but I think I mentioned that before, but I don't know where they're going with that, but looking forward to that. But we can move on to Legend if you have anything else to say about Arrow.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, there's not much else. But Legends this week, they don't get captured.
That just seems to be the story of Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, really.
Like they're such a bumbling group of time travelers. It's really funny. Like, it makes sense because they're like this ragtag group that was pulled together randomly, but it's like it's funny how messy they are at everything. Like, the episode starts with them pulling off this heist, and it's sort of smooth until everything just freaks out and they decide to just punch everything. That was this episode, right? Yeah, it was, because Sarah was training with Kendra.
Yeah.
And Kendra's like, I'm an angry bird. And Sarah's like, so am I. I love when
we're
Sarah called
birds
her.
And we're both pissed.
That's why Rory put them together. He's like, this categorically works. I love how when after the mission scene, when Sarah called her Big Bird, I just thought that was funny. Like, Big Bird over here. Sarah's like so much like looser and just funnier on this show. She was always so stoic.
She was never like that on Arrow, and I mean, it's kind of weird because you're so used to her portrayal in Arrow, but at the same time, like, she died and got brought back to life, so... Yeah.
She came out of the Lazarus pit, and she was ravenous, and then Constantine put her soul back in. She's like, you know what? I'm gonna be funnier this time. Let's do that. But it's kind of a nice change, and it was funny. What else? Because I'm trying to think, because the whole thing was that Firestorm Duo was fighting, and it seemed really funny and almost slightly out of place for them to have such a conflict after, like, I think it was last week or the week before when they had that really good bonding moment.
Yeah.
Over, like, oh, I'm so glad we're BFFs. And then this work, like, you shouldn't even brought me here.
Jax doesn't know what he wants in life.
Yeah, he really doesn't. He changes every episode whether he wants to be there or not. Was this the episode? Or was it last week's when Cole went to go talk to himself?
That was last week's.
Yeah, that was... Okay, that was last week's when he's like, yo, young Schofield. Because I remember the fighting, and I remember
this,
Stein...
This was the one with the absolutely hilarious exchanges between Ray and Captain Cold.
Yeah,
they were trying to pick up the Russian chick.
Yeah, and then Schofield totally clinched it. I really like those two together, because they work so well as, like, you know, like the opposites of each other. And yeah, I forgot about that because I was trying to think what everyone else was doing. Mick was probably just going in the background of all that. You know?
He was with Rip the entire episode.
Oh yeah,
with that,
he's
with
like, when do I get to shoot stuff? Kronos, let's kill
him. Can I bring my gun?
Oh yeah, because that Time Master guy tried to trick Rory, like not Rory, but Rip Rory into
Rory
accepting a deal. And I like that. I mean, he probably considered it, but I like that he didn't really go for it. And it was like, lol, I have a team of people that are gonna get their asses kicked in 5 seconds, but I still have a team of people. And that's just a funny, like, matchup of, like, who to take for backup. It was Rory, who is the parody character of Lincoln Burrows we created. We should still sue. But so that was a funny little matchup going on there. And it's interesting that they're already tackling, like, them having disturbed the timeline with Savage putting people on trying to create a firestorm.
Yeah.
So that's interesting for sure.
And basically succeeding.
Yeah. And it just kind of goes to show how, like, haphazard their mission's been so far. And I like that it's leading into the next episode, and I find it absolutely hilarious that Captain Cold, Michael Schofield, is going to be one of the people breaking him out of a prison. Like, it's too much. They can't not notice that. He's got to get his brother out of prison again.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, my God.
Like, Cap's over there just like, oh, fuck. All right, where's the tattoo parlor? Who's got the blueprints? Where's the bird book? Like, just let's go all in on this one. Bird book and tattoos. That's like a cheat code. I just find that really funny. Like, I read the description for that last week. Like, I don't know exactly what things he's going to be doing in terms of his involvement, but I guarantee you there'll be some prison break jokes.
They better be, and I better understand them.
I
don't want them to go over my head.
Well, it's funny how much of the prison break people have been in this show. I mean, I think it's just, it's crazy to me that both of these guys ended up on the show together as this team. I mean, I know that, I believe Wentworth Miller was cast first as Captain Cold, and they asked him if anybody suggested for Heatwave, and he suggested Dominic Purcell. But it's still just kind of cool, just in terms of the Prison Break.
I know, I love it. Like, it's great, because the two of them already have such good chemistry because of Prison Break.
Yeah.
And, like, they just bounce off each other really well, and I mean, those are what those two characters are supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, it's really great, and you just really enjoying Prison Break in general. It's just really cool to see them together on the screen.
Yeah. Like, it's just kind of surreal that, like, that happened. Like, sometimes actors will get guest spots on shows where, and they used to be on shows together, and they'll make a little funny bit about it, but the fact that they're regulars on a show together, and that, like I said, they're not just, you know, happen to be on the same show, they're, like, specifically working together. I said that like that guy was a robot, working together.
Working together.
And what makes it even more interesting is they're actually doing the Prison Break revival.
Yeah.
So curious if that's gonna happen. And well, T-Bag's been on there as Clockwork. Abruzzi, Vertigo. It's like you got half the Fox River 8 on there. Like, I'm not usually a cameo. Who the hell would Tweener be? Tweener's gonna be the actual face of the Everyman.
God.
But like I'm not usually a cameo person, but honestly I would love for Legends to do an episode with Robert Knepper as Clockwork. Whatever that guy's name is.
Clockwork.
I think I called him Clockwork before too.
Clock King.
Clock King, there we go. Yeah, like that would be just really funny. Because like him and Wentworth Miller have really good chemistry together. But like I don't know, it's just really funny that half the Fox River 8's been on there. I don't know who Sucre will be, but we'll find out. C-Note will just be a UPS driver like he was at the end of the show. But it's cool. So I'm looking forward to next week, which is just tomorrow for us, or today, actually. Yeah. It's a week behind. But like I read the description for the following weeks. Like I said, it said they end up in future 2046, so I just am assuming that's the Arrow episode.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so like there's just so many cool things going on in that show. Like the fact that like I'm already excited for this whole Prison Break thing, but then like next week after that we're going to the future and seeing like the Winter Soldier Ollie is just gonna be really cool. I was gonna say, there's anything else left for Ramble Time, but we have a big event in that Brian finally caught up on The Walking Dead, so we can actually talk about it.
Yeah.
So starting episode one, shot for shot. No. But go ahead.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
I was just gonna say I just wanted to talk a second before we get into the episode about like the season in general, which I think has been pretty good for the most part. It's interesting how it's been such a short time frame in terms of like we're halfway past the season and this has been like a week, maybe less. A few days, I think, in terms of in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't remember where 5 ended and 6 started.
Was 5 the hiatus one?
No, like seasons.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. I was like, what are you talking about? Because it all blended together for you. Because, like, 5 ended with...
6, the start of 6 was when they were at the quarry, right?
Yeah, 6 was when they were doing the whole zombie herd plan.
Okay.
Like I
said. Oh yeah, because the first episode of season 6 when I started complaining about Black and White.
Yeah, because they did that like narratively, and I remember 5. I guess it is a little bit different for me since I separated them and I had to wait. But 5, I remember specifically ended with Rick shooting Jesse's husband, which I don't know if you've ever seen, but he's been dubbed Porch Dick by a lot of people because of Talking Dead. And he shot him, and then Morgan showed up at that, like, town hall meeting.
All right. Yeah. Got it.
Because everyone's like, Rick's a danger, and then he killed that walker and, like, threw it in the middle of the meeting. But I really like the Alexandria stuff. I mean, there is some, like, repeatedness in terms of, like, maybe the, not Alexandria, again, Woodbury people, kind of like these sheltered people, but they never really explored that much. I mean, they basically brought the Woodbury people over as cannon fodder to die during that flu story. But it just kind of presents this interesting thing in that these people were kind of in this, like really dumb luck situation, and they did have this really good setup in terms of the gate and the community, but the fact that those walkers were trapped behind all those cars, so they get very minimal walkers, and so they're basically like still wondering like when Starbucks is opening while everyone else is like dying. And so I think it's been really interesting, and I think the whole
when can we get our coffee?
Like this, Rick's like, all right, we can do this. Any questions? I was promised a caramel macchiato, but whatever. But I think that the whole story just kind of breathes some fresh air into the show, because you get in those periods where they're just walking around being sad, and it gets kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really into that after Terminus. So like, I think it really did some good things, and I was really worried. In this last part of for me it's the last part of the last half, but like for you it's yesterday, but they were going to lose Alexandria and we were going to wind up on the road again. Like I was really worried that after this
episode, I'm really glad that they're sticking around.
Yeah, like I thought honestly that they were going to escape, like they were going to fight through and then escape Alexandria and watch it burn and then end up on the road and then, you know, tussle with Negan's guys, and I'm sure we'll still tussle with Negan's guys and use the word tussle for some reason. I love
calm down, fellas.
Negan's actually just Earth 2 Barry. But like, I'm glad that we're sticking around there for a while. I don't think we'll stay there for the entire remainder of the series for however many seasons it goes, but I'd like to stick around for a bit there, because I think there's some cool story potential, and to throw it away quickly would be a mistake, and I'm glad they didn't do that.
I'd rather them be there like in a community and watch them defend it than for them to be running around in the woods trying to shoot at Negan's people.
Yeah, honestly, like when and if they go outside again and leave the community, they need to move. They've been going through the same fucking mile of forest forever. Like whenever they change homes, they just circle around the same block. It's like they're circling their own neighborhood constantly. It's like the farm, circle around, circle around, circle around. Prison, circle around, circle around, circle around. Terminus, circle around, circle around. It's like, Jesus, everything looks the same. So like,
can't afford to leave Atlanta.
Like, they just can't. So like, that's why Alexandria has been so nice, because I mean, you still have the same outside area, but like this, it changed some of the atmosphere and some of the stories that were going on. And I thought the premiere was pretty great. It started kind of super brutal with taking out basically Jesse's whole family and then losing Carl's eye, which I mentioned on Twitter. I was a little bit disappointed for Jesse because, well, she was hot, let's face it.
Yes, she was. She was really nice to look at.
And I liked her.
Step up from Lori, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, that's right. That's way right. Definitely liked her a lot better than Lori. And it's unfortunate Rick's still getting any of that P-Tang. I feel like that was one of those times that there just wasn't payoff. I don't think it was quite as annoying to me as, I don't even remember his name, the black kid that they picked up at the hospital.
Noah.
That I felt they essentially traded for Beth. And then he died not really that long after. And he really did nothing. And it was just kind of, you know, a waste of Beth, I felt. Even though we weren't necessarily directly trading her.
They had to kill off Noah because they were bringing Heath in.
The guy with the dreadlocks?
Yeah, they can't have too many black people on the show.
Especially
at the same
when
time.
It's Tebow's brother. Tebow has been famous lately. You know, he's got his brother there. He's got his adoptive brother on Joger. It's like, whoa. But yeah, like that was, I felt, was a waste. And Jesse's too, not as much, maybe because we didn't trade anybody for her. But they spent so much time on Rick and Jesse's like relationship in the first half of this season and in the last half. Or the last quarter, I guess, of last season, and then to cut it off so soon, like, it's just kind of annoying. Like,
it sucked hard for me, because I'm sitting here watching this, I'm like, I really like Jesse, she's fun. And nice on the eyes. And then, so I'm on the fucking wiki, and I look just to see if she's alive. And I see her name in green, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I don't have to worry about her. And then I fucking start up the new episode. And, like, the first 15 minutes, she starts getting eaten. I'm like, fuck.
God damn, and not in a good way. It's like, man. They missed.
I'd watch The Good Way, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, that's right. But the porn version. But, yeah, that was just unfortunate. Like, the sudden death on the show was like a double-edged sword, because it's one of the things I hate and like about it at the same time, because in situations like this, I feel it was very quickly squandered character potential and, like, relationship potential and hotness. But it also, I do like that it shows how dangerous that world is, and that, like, anybody can die, except for Rick and Daryl and Glenn. But, like, for the most part, like, I do like that it shows that stakes. But I think a lot of the time they do a good job of giving a character its moment before the time happens. Like, as much as I would have still liked to have Beth around, I feel that her last days were more significant for her character. Mm-hmm. I felt she sort of blended in, but her little arc with Daryl and then at the hospital, I think, gave her a chance to shine before she died. And even though I think she could have gone farther, she still had a significant time. And also Herschel, too. He had, like, a really kick-ass little story in the prison where he, like, threw a walker over his shoulder and, like, saved everybody. And so it's like you kind of get their last golden moment, like Antonio, before they die. And the show can do that really well. But then in other situations like this, they kill the character before you even got to see her boobs. And I don't even think they do boobs, but at least side boob. It's like, come on. But as I said in the pre-show, I was really happy when the kid got killed because he was super annoying.
Yeah, both of her kids were obnoxious.
Yeah, really. Like seeing the older one get stabbed by Michonne and then the younger one get killed by the walkers was just super satisfying. And I was really hoping that they would just take her out to get that, or take them out to get the baggage away from Jesse. But then they killed her too, and Rick had to chop his arm off, and he did like a little NPR reboot sequence, and his head was like betrayed or whatever he was doing in his head. And then he was so mad that he wasn't going to get laid that he just killed half the walkers. anyway, that was like a really long-winded way of saying how my initial point, I think, was the episode started off super brutal with that sort of loss and Carl, but it wound up being one of the more triumphant episodes of this series, which is kind of rare. Like, it was just really cool to see them all band together and take everyone out, and sort of this little bit more hopeful feeling that they could do this together and that they're going to try to rebuild Alexandria. Like, it was really cool action-wise, and it was just really nice to have more of a positive note to end on instead of sadness. And it took me by surprise considering how the episode started with that part.
Yeah. Coral.
I got you an iPad, Coral.
Oh, I'm dying.
So good.
You that thing you were always talking about, Coral? iPad.
Oh, man. It's such a good meme. In the episode itself, started off pretty kick-ass, though. I mean, like, it started off brutally with the deaths, but, like, the very first scene, Daryl freaking blowing up Negan's guys with the rocket launcher, which was badass.
What? I am gonna kill you.
I'm not trying any of this shit. You know what was really confusing to me was I had heard they cast, I don't remember the actor's name, but he played Denny on Grey's Anatomy and the Winchester's dad on Supernatural as Negan. And then this little gremlin guy shows up. And he's talking, like, in the third person, so I thought he was Negan at the end of last season. Because he was like, they belong to Negan. I'm like, oh, that's you, you little gremlin? But it's not. It's John Winchester, and they're just talking about Negan like a cult. And I kind of assume that group is the same people that were hunting those guys that Daryl ran into in the forest. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see. Like, I hope it's a little bit different, because the show is basically them running around and finding these just different vile groups of humans. It's like with the governor, and then Terminus, and then the wolves, and then now Negan. So I hope that something makes it a little bit different. Like, I guess that makes sense, though, because all that's left is, like, awful people and then the cast. Which is kind of funny when you think about it, how they're definitely not bad people like all those other ones they run into, but how even still more on the edge they are than when the series started, to the point where if we were watching The Walking Dead, like, let's say The Walking Dead was to start tomorrow with a new group of people, and they ran into, like, Rick's group, they would appear insane to us, which is kind of crazy to think about, which is interesting there. There's something else I wanted to mention real quick. Oh, the fact that the wolf, wasn't entirely a terrible person, and then Carol killed him anyway.
I'm like, oh, he's kind of having a change of heart. That's sort of generic. He's saving Denise. I think her name is Denise. Just... That's a stupid name. I hate the name Denise. So anyhow.
Sorry
to anyone named Denise, but the fucking Carol, like, I don't know where. Brum, brum, brum. Get in the house!
Carol just really wanted to kill him.
Carol don't care. Carol will kill anyone.
Carol was so badass in that episode when the wolves broke in and she, like, disguised herself in their outfit and was just basically Assassin's Creed-ing everybody. It was awesome.
Carol has had, like, the most badass moments this entire show, which is so, like, stupid.
Like, you never would have guessed it. Like, that's what I love about the show. Like, don't get me wrong, I like some zombie fight scenes and stuff, but the most fascinating thing to me for the show is how the characters have changed and developed. It's kind of a very loose example, but I did compare Gaim to it in the fact that it's about just people making choices and seeing how the circumstances of this world changes them. And that's what I find fascinating about it, specifically with characters like Carol, who started off as this very demure, like, beaten housewife, and then ends up becoming this badass assassin who just, like, knows how to make the tough calls, and you never would have guessed it, and it's awesome. And
especially because, like, Carol's dead in the comics.
Yeah.
She died a long time ago.
There's all kinds of characters like that. Like, Glenn's dead in the comics right now, and he, like, you got to live right through that. We had to wait fucking weeks to find out if Glenn was alive.
I was spoiled anyway, but I can't imagine that. That would have pissed me off so bad.
Like, the show does that thing where they'll do something and then cliffhanger it for an episode or two because they will follow different characters, even when they're separated and stuff, but that was agonizing to do that. And it was so poorly done. And the biggest piece of evidence that Glenn wasn't dead, which is really funny when you think about it, because, like, somebody made a comment on it, that Glenn's not dead because he wasn't on Talking Dead and didn't talk about the final dinner. And it's funny, but it's also true. Because usually when someone dies, they're on The Talking Dead in some form, and they talk about how they had, like, the final cast dinner, like, almost every time. And everything surrounding it was so suspicious, it's like you knew he was alive. But, like, they took so long to tell you. And, like, that poor Morgan episode, which otherwise was a pretty decent episode, it was such a terrible time for it. I think the pacing of that...
Like, even watching it back-to-back... I found myself not really caring about the Morgan episode.
Yeah, that should have... They should have done... Because I think the order was... We found out he was holding that wolf. And then it was Glenn's death. Quote-unquote death. And then Morgan episode. They should have put the Morgan episode in between... when we found out Morgan had the wolf. And Glenn's death. Because it would have flowed together so much more... And I could have appreciated some of the stuff they did in the Morgan episode, but it was very ill-paced with that. Just not well done there. You don't joke about killing Glenn. He's one of the most likable motherfuckers around. seriously. Yeah. But yeah, that was just obnoxious. And like, I'm glad to sort of hear that it doesn't come off good binging either. It was just more agonizing the other way, but either way, it was just not done well. And Morgan in general, it's funny because I really liked Morgan, and like I was always wanting him to appear since he first started in the show, and he had those really good clear episodes. And then now, it's not like I hate him, but his philosophy is totally going to get people killed, and it already did.
I don't think that's going to stick around.
Like, I hope not.
Just after what happened with...
No pun intended with this stick.
Just what happened with like the wolf leader capturing Denise and stuff. I don't think it's something that's going to stick around because he seemed pretty beat up about it.
Yeah, there needs to be like a balance between like Rick's and Carol's point of view and his. But like his was way too far, and like I was so frustrated with him with that. Although it is kind of funny. He did end up being right about him, though, is that he actually wasn't that bad of a guy, and he tried to help the girl, which is just kind of funny. But still, like that way of thinking, and the fact that he was the one that let those guys go that wound up attacking Rick in the RV, mm-hmm. That was his fault. That was on him. So that's just really obnoxious. It's kind of funny how... The show in general changes your point of view. It's more in that universe than anything, but like my mindset when watching that show was so much more brutal than any other show in terms of like, oh, just kill this guy. He's an annoyance. He's going to get you killed. Like, I don't know if you noticed that, but like after watching the show season after season, it's like I have such a brutal mindset. It's kind of like the way the characters are. It's like you kind of change your view on things.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, Brian's like, I'm not like that because I'm not cold-hearted. Just you wait.
No, I'm sitting here most of the time really wanting Rick dead. So
poor Rick. Mainly just because of his voice.
That was me throughout most of the show.
It's like, why isn't Rick dead yet? Oh, he's the main character? But what? Why?
He's just sitting there going, Coral! And I'm like, God, why don't someone just shoot you?
Poor Rick. I mean... You're probably a huge fan of Rick's farmer period. That was really his best days, when he's like, fuck this, I'm farming. And then he snapped out of it and bit that guy's ear off. Good times.
Good times were had by all.
Except for the guy that lost his ear.
Except for that guy, but fuck him.
But yeah, good premiere, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
I hope the show stays good for this season. Don't get rid of Alexandria.
Well, everyone won't shut up about, oh my god, they're doing Negan.
Comic people. But it's nice that they don't follow it completely, though. Like, you can sort of catch bullet points or stuff like Carl's eye is like visual things that are more iconic to the comics, but I like that they don't totally follow it. Like, mm-hmm. The Governor stuff wasn't totally followed because he came back twice and that didn't happen in the comics. And the Governor was like a short... like stubby little gas manager in the comics, I guess. And like you said, people like Carol are dead. Glenn's dead. Daryl doesn't exist. all kinds of little things like that. I don't know if Jessie's still alive, but I think she made it longer. She totally should have made it longer in this show.
I don't know how long she made it because like issue to episode is a really different time frame. I know she's dead, though.
Yeah, I looked it up when her character premiered, but like just based on what I read, it looked like she'd done a little bit more. Poor Jesse. But yeah, I think that's about it. Okay, now it's time for...
Final Things, MP3.
Final Things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
MPP... 301 M3P.
It's just something you have to do.
I do. It's the new I have a thingy. It's not a final. So since I totally said that and totally remembered it, we're doing the Facebook TTMF every other week. So send in your questions for next week and we will read them, or not all of them. Don't just calm down, sir. But we will read a few.
Some.
Yes, there we go. So yeah, send those in, please. If you could take a second to say, we liked the 30th episode, you can take a second to say, what's your favorite kind of Doritos? Or, if Toku characters were a Dorito flavor, what flavor would they be? That's what you want to ask.
Do you just really like Doritos?
I don't know, I picked Doritos for some reason. Although, if Ninja was a chip, it would be those... There was one that tasted like vomit. It was one of the flavored ones. I think it was... Was it the Reuben ones that tasted like vomit? That's what they would be. Just FYI.
Fun facts.
Fun facts, fellas.